You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
He's got the mic out already because it's Giannis.
Right. Uptown Comedy Club.
Uptown. All right, we're here. Another episode of Why Kevin D. I am here, the host. Robert fucking P. Kelly. Bet you didn't know that.
Middle initial comes with the glasses, huh?
P. Well, I mean, I can't read anymore.
You look
I'm sorry.
Like a scholar.
I don't know. What was this, fucking glasses on glasses crime? You four-eyed fucking Greek?
Yeah.
He's got a look on his face today like he's going to punch your fucking teeth out.
I can't really fucking... It's just a fact. I can't read anymore. Just a fact. I've tried to fight it. I can't read. You know, my kid gets a toy.
Oof.
I try. I can't. I just get my glass. I can't do it.
Same thing happened to me now.
Yeah.
To read my phone, I got to take my glasses off.
To take them off?
I have to take them off. To
why?
Because these are distance, so this is too close, so I
got
to always.
I got bifocals because I can't read signs far away when I'm driving.
I'm about to go that way, too.
And there's no fucking line.
Yep.
They're called mysticals.
Me and you, we're about to get rocking chairs soon.
Already, well,
broadcasting from a VA hospital.
Yeah. Let's introduce everybody. Lauren, the producer of the show. Welcome to the show, Lauren.
Hello.
How was your week? How was your week?
Oh, it was good. It was busy.
Yeah. Did you condition and shampoo?
No.
Girls don't do that anymore.
No, I do. I double wash and condition.
And double wash?
Double wash.
Yeah, if I dated Dave Smith, I'd double wash.
Avi!
I know, he's the nice guy.
Yes.
Wait a second, your glasses too now?
Yeah.
This is relationship look, Lauren, now.
Well,
a little more conservative, a little more homely.
She's trying to look like a libertarian.
She has to look politically savvy.
Yeah, dirty, but they read.
Right. Have you read all the homework Dave gave you?
Oh, every night.
Dr. Kubera. All right, Lauren, introduce everybody.
We got Julie Egger in the house.
Boo, boo, boo. You've been back, everybody. Buddy. How you doing?
I'm great. Yeah. Awesome to be back. Thank you for having me, as always, buddy.
How was your Father's Day?
Oh, it was awesome.
What'd you do?
It was awesome. Very low-key. Woke up to the girls giving me homemade cards that they made. Very cute, very nice.
How old?
7 and 2. So one did a really nice one, the other one just
One just sucked.
Like, who made this? Hinkley? It was like a mental patient. And then we went to a street fair around the corner from the house and walked
around.
Good.
That's good. In what town?
In Astoria.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. I thought it was in Manhattan.
No, somebody
to drive down with a van and take out everybody.
Yeah, no.
Let's go to a street fair this summer in New York. Sounds fun. That's what I said on stage last week. I go, remember when New York City, all we had to worry about was the Puerto Rican Day Parade?
Yeah.
The good old days, just your wife's tits getting shook a couple times by a nice Puerto Rican guy with a flag on his chest.
Yeah, somebody drive-by fingered you. Shake it off. Yeah. All right? It's a beautiful Sunday.
Yeah, Puerto Rican drive-by, you actually hear them coming.
Yeah.
That's why they could never be terrorists.
No,
I just hear them. Listen, so you had the kid.
Yeah.
Now, what I've learned on this Father's Day, it's not really a Father's Day at all.
No,
it's a father and kid day.
Yes, it's when completely opposite of Mother's Day.
Mother's Day is, oh, you sleep late. Here's breakfast.
Bye.
I'll take the kids out.
Sure.
Stay home. Father's Day is, hey, it's your time to spend with the kids.
100% right.
What the fuck?
It's bullshit.
Bullshit is bullshit.
You know, one Mother's Day, I got my wife a spa day. All day. Boom. Go to the spa.
Yeah.
Massage, facial, whatever you want. The works.
Yeah. You know what I got this year? Yeah. Eggs and cheese.
That's right.
Cheese in it.
It's pretty good, though.
And it's not even an omelet, because she can't make a fucking omelet, because she doesn't have to flip.
Yeah.
One YouTube video, I'd have an omelet, but she doesn't have the fucking time. So she just tries and then makes some scrambled eggs.
It's all on YouTube. Jesus.
It really is not Father's Day is a sham.
It's a scam.
Father's Day is family day.
Yeah, it's the same as every other fucking day.
Father's Day should be this. I wake up and I hear nothing.
No.
And I go out and there's a remote control washed.
Let me tell
on
you.
The fucking thing. right there next to that is a fucking bagel with cream cheese.
My actual Father's Day gift was the weekend before Father's Day when my wife took the kids up to her sister's for the weekend.
Yeah.
And I stayed home, got to work, do stand-up.
Right.
I didn't have to wake up early.
But that wasn't Father's Day.
But that was a gift.
But it was,
that's my point.
I understand. It was a gift.
Yes.
But it was an unconscious gift.
Sure.
Okay? Father's Day, the house should be emptied. All right? You should wake up at 6 and go.
Here's the real question.
Goodbye.
How did Father's Day end for you?
Listen to me. I'm going to say this first because I love my kid.
Right.
That's the problem is I love my kid so much. He wants to be with me so much.
Yeah.
That I don't want to. But your wife, this is the fucking evil part about it. Are you all right?
Yeah.
What'd you just do?
I just put some snooze into my upper lip.
I thought you were having a stroke.
Wow.
I looked over you like this.
Jesus. What's the pitch count at, Yana?
Two and two. Two outs.
Yeah. Oh, what, are you going to a frat party after this?
Yeah.
So, do you need a cup to spit in?
No, you swallow. It's Swedish.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's gay dip.
Yeah.
You swallow.
You just swallow it, yeah.
Yeah, it was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Listen, here's the deal. Yeah. I love my kid. I love hanging with him. And your wife uses that. Your wife, when your kid, when it's like I say, hey, daddy's going to go take a nap. Daddy, I want to play with you. And my wife will go, aw, you motherfucker.
That's right.
You motherfucker.
Or they go, he was asking about you.
Oh.
They do
you
that
You motherfucker.
Yeah.
You should be like, listen, Baba, we got to go. Daddy's got to go take a nap today.
Right.
Which my wife does a little bit. But here's the deal. Father's Day is not Father's Day.
No.
It's family day. It's the day you get to spend. Why? Because we're working our cunts off all week so that the electricity's on and there's cereal.
Well, not you guys aren't
Shut
really.
Shut up. You're not a dad. I want to hear out of a fucking guy who's banging an 11. Fuck you.
I'm kind of a dad.
No, you're not a dad.
Yeah, well, I was a shitty boyfriend to a lot of girls who then, right after me, had kids. So
that's
exactly the same thing.
Exactly the same thing.
Those kids wouldn't be here if I wasn't a shitty boyfriend.
Yeah, we all dated Puerto Ricans. Yeah. So
if anything, you were a blessing. They found somebody mature and steady.
I'm their destiny father.
Listen, Mother's Day
totally different.
Is about relaxing as a mother.
Yes.
That's your day to relax. Father's Day is work as a father.
Yes,
which is what we do every day.
It's time to spend with the family.
You too. You guys, though, you guys play on the radio and on stage. It's not real work.
What?
I'm in the union,
listen,
fucker.
No, yeah, I don't know what you're
negging.
Listen, you don't work. We work, okay? You rely on your fucking jawbones and your good fucking looks, okay? I have to work. My hairline, I work.
Yeah.
Okay? They're trying to rip it out of my hands since I grew tits. Fuck you, Giannis. Cock sucking, good looking motherfucking cock fuck. You're good looking as three different people.
I was a bad guy to a lot of ex-girlfriends, Bobby.
I was a bad... I had this Puerto Rican girl that had a kid right after I dumped her. Fuck you.
Bobby, you're a father. I can relate. I wasn't a good communicator with some of the chicks I was dating.
Can you please do something with that line that you just said? Because it's one of the best things I've ever heard in my life.
What?
They've been trying to grab it out of my hands as soon as I grew tits.
It's true. It's fucking absolutely true. All right, let's go to Giannis. What do you got? Giannis.
Yeah.
How have you been besides awesome?
I've been pretty good. No kids.
Yes.
Dating an 11.
Beamer. Don't forget your car.
Lexus.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's a Lexus. Sorry. Yeah. I got some new, I had some custom made radiator covers made.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're coming on Wednesday, so that's pretty exciting.
That's good.
Do you find that like people who are your friends on Instagram who don't have kids, do you find their Instagram feed just starts upsetting you more and more every day?
I can't look at it. His Instagram feed annoys the fuck out of me. First of all, I scratch my rims on my car. Yeah, I had to buy a bouncy house a couple weeks ago. It was either rims or fucking bouncy house.
Oh, I would have went with the rims.
Yeah, of course you did. Yeah. Of course you would have. But it sickens me.
Yeah.
It sickens because you look and they're always somewhere on a hill with a sunset.
Sure.
Yeah, taking a picture. They got nothing to do.
Yeah, going on tours, exploring.
Well, our third guest here, Mike Feeney, his Instagram.
Stop. One second. Fucking settle down with ours, okay?
We're talking about Instagram.
It's my guest. I know you're on the Stern Show, but you're trying to take over everything. I know you are.
I apologize. Bobby, introduce our next guest. Go.
It's cocksucker. I hear you on Stern. This guy, as soon as Stern's leaves, he's going to be Shuly. He's going to be, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
All right, what's up? What do you got, gorgeous?
How are you, Bobby?
Are you a male? You are so androgynous. So good. What happened to your arm, first of all?
Torn labrum in the shoulder.
Labrum?
Yes.
Is that the same thing as a fucking clitoris?
Labia?
What is that?
No, labia.
What's a labrum?
It's the muscle that's around the ball and socket and that split. And so, then they just need to go in there and stitch it.
So you hit. So you hit your wife.
Yeah, I just tried lifting my arm to hit her, and it just fractured.
He's so frail.
Are you married?
I'm married. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at his finger. Yeah.
How old are you?
Yeah, 29.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
You look a lot younger than 29.
Yeah. That's.
Do you have? Can you grow a beard?
No. Wow. Not even a little bit. I mean, that would be crazy if I grew my whole.
Do you have pubes?
I do.
Okay.
It's weird because from my belt down, it's like a forest. But everything from the belt up, hairless.
So you're like Lenny Marcus from the fucking dick down. You see Lenny Marcus with a shirt on? It's like he's turning into a werewolf. It's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Here it is right here. Labrum.
Yeah.
Oh, so how did you tear it?
I think initially it was either basketball or maybe like trying to work out at the gym and just making it. I think I made a mistake of working out with Aaron Berg a few times.
Oh, that's always good.
You're
going to tear your labrum in the steam room.
Yeah. No, but
nothing
it was
on the fucking jerking off nine dudes in the steam room with fucking Aaron Berg.
You got to start.
What you got to do, forget about the cardio. You're going fucking, you jerk off six guys.
Well, yeah.
You're going to fucking feel that. You feel that? These cocks are heavy after fucking 8 minutes of jerking them off. And then you take the jizz. And you rub the jizz in. That's your problem. You didn't rub the jizz in your labrum. I put my labrum before too. I gotta rub that fucking Dominican jizz in there.
You made him very New York. He's Canadian.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He looks New York.
He does.
It wouldn't have been funny as, hey, you got to jerk off dudes, hey?
It's pretty funny. Accent.
Whip it out.
Oh, it's actually.
Hey, Aaron Haber.
Aaron Berg. Yeah.
I called him Aaron Haber.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
That's his name on Grindr.
No, that's just another. That's another human being.
Yeah.
I just confused two people.
So you tore your labrum.
Yes.
And you got this little see-through silky cast.
I did have a little mesh sling. Yeah.
Did you have a choice of cast?
I didn't. I woke up with it. They actually fucked me on the.
You woke up with it.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I woke up in recovery from the.
Oh, the surgery.
But they told me they were giving me this like one, this like black one that had this ball that would keep it from your arm, and then they would also it was one at the end to squeeze it, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then I woke up with this little mesh thing.
Do you know why?
Insurance.
Is it my show or your fucking show?
Oh, I was just taking a guess.
Don't take guesses. It's not a fucking this isn't a game show.
I know, there's no buzzer.
There's gonna be a buzzer. It's insurance.
I had no idea. What a fucking guess.
Well, here's the other thing now that it's kind of been
I like that he's
off.
Looking at me and he's talking to me. Look at Bobby before he
over
punches.
Here.
I started doing PT last week and they told me. They were like, oh, yeah, we got the post-op report. It seems like they didn't stitch your labrum back together at all. And I was
really?
Like, well, what the fuck did they do? And they were like, yeah, what they did is they went in there, and there's like this hook that's near your shoulder. They kind of shaved that down a bit.
Wow.
Then they were like, you had this like bursa sac fluid that's inflamed, so we ripped that out. And then they shaved something down near your collarbone so it would be less pressure. I was like, but what about the torn labrum? They're like, yeah, it was kind of just like frayed. I was like, well, what the fuck? This is the whole reason I did this. Like, you can't tell me afterwards. Like, yeah, we decided, fuck it. Let's just see how this goes first.
And, well, you know what? Here's what I learned when I had my first knee surgery to repair my MCL and ACL.
How did you tear it?
Playing touch football on Torgasm. Remember that shit?
I fell. Oh, that's
one
right.
Of the
my
most...
knee, dude. My knee, dude. I broke my knee.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I go into this doctor, and he's like, oh, we're going to do the surgery, and we're going to heat up the ligament, and it's going to, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I go in, get the surgery, recover from the surgery, do all the fucking...
Rehab,
which is annoying.
Right.
And then I'm at some festival, huge music festival with Pete Corielli, and I got a big, giant thing of Red Bull, because Red Bull's sponsoring it. I step off a curb, my knee folds.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, sideways. Ah. I throw the whole thing of Red Bull on Josh Spear's leather pants. Literally, he's hosting the show. Haul over him.
Oh.
Just fucking wet him. He's like, what the fuck, man?
Is he wearing white leather?
No, it was brown leather. Thank God. But
he got it at a thrift store.
I go to the real doctor, the guy who does the jets up on the Upper East Side. And he's like,
yeah. Hospital for Special Surgery.
What's that?
Hospital for Special Surgery.
Why did you say
that? I had a stroke. I got so excited.
Why did you get so excited?
That's where I went. I was going to say.
I went up there and the guy was...
That's so real white people shit right there.
No, but the...
You're white.
Hospital Special Surgery.
I'm sorry. You're white. Stop acting like you're not white. You're white. You're not a minority. You're not Greek. You're white.
I'm Greek.
You're a white guy with a Lexus and nice Nikes. Fuck you. You're more white than me. And him.
I'm wearing a...
No one's more...
No. Although the dip in your upper lip's giving it a run for its money, I'll tell you that.
Exactly.
That's right. That's you know.
Fucking cocksucker.
I'm going to see a college baseball game.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Fucking white people are sucking. You're us. Listen to me.
I agree with you.
You're with him. You're not with us.
He's the whitest.
No, I argue with a Greek friend of mine all the time about that.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, you're fucking white, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
What is his response? He's a minority.
No, he's Greek. Yeah, yeah.
We don't see ourselves as white. We see ourselves as Greek.
No, are fucking white. Anybody in your family, they're Greek. You're white.
Yeah. Although, I will say this. You throw an apron on Giannis, nobody thinks he's white.
Nobody.
No, you
They're like, that's the owner of the Neptune Diner. That's who that is.
I've never seen a fucking apron on this cocksucker.
By the way, I am 25% Turkish.
Oh, that makes everybody comfortable.
So. Yeah. Right. I'm not all white.
Can't wait till I fucking see you praying in a hallway.
That's another 10 Mecca? Minutes.
Yeah.
So listen to me, gorgeous girl. Listen.
Yes.
So, yeah, but the doctor didn't even... He did a surgery they did on women 8 years ago. They stopped doing... They did on women's shoulders.
Onto your knee.
On my knee. They did, and they tried it on guys' ACLs at one point, and they realized it doesn't work. So they stopped doing it. The guy was like, you should sue... The doctor was like, you should sue this guy. I was like, look, I got to be in fucking Cleveland in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Fix this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he wound up fixing it, giving me a dead guy's ACL. But not all doctors...
Oh,
these doctors...
You got a dead guy's ACL? Yelling you?
Yes, I do. It was either that or take out a piece of my hammy, and the hammy, it takes way longer to recover.
So you're walking, somebody gave you...
I didn't give it to me. I took it.
Guy's like, give this to Robert Kelly! As he's dying.
Some nice organ donor gave that to you.
Well, I don't know if he was nice.
He was young?
A cunt.
Was he a young...
Yeah,
might have been a murderer.
I know he was 40-year-old white guy,
ooh,
which sucks. I wanted a 22-year-old black guy.
Yeah, because that way if you start
slam
having
dunk.
Well, that way if you start having weird dreams, you know that guy's in your body now. Like, yeah, you know what I mean.
I think the slam dunk joke would have been better.
Yeah,
you let me get it out.
Yeah, that was really good.
You just said a statement. What the fuck happened, Shirley? You're on fire.
I haven't been here in a while. Our timing's off. I'm sorry.
Are you going back in to fix your labrum?
They're gonna see how this works. There's actually another fucked up thing in my shoulder they may need to operate on depending upon how this heals.
What are you doing? Are you
There's this thing that happened.
Jesus Christ.
There is apparently
you have a lot of athletic injuries for a guy who's not an athlete.
Maybe not even a guy. We're not even sure.
I was actually just thinking that, like, if any of us wanted to transition and be transgendered,
It would take a lot.
It would work out for you.
It would take us years.
It would take him a fucking name change.
Brittany. I would go to Brittany.
Oh my God.
Have you ever had like semi long hair?
Oh, I had hair down to my shoulder. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was very
God.
Jesus-y.
Bella the ball. I bet.
Could you imagine if you opened the door and the fucking tranny had those lips and eyes.
Oh yeah!
How excited
did they? I've never got compliment on my lips before. You're the first one.
How is Dateline not hired
now
you?
Now I feel gay. Yeah. Now it's weird. Yeah. I mean,
those succulent lips you have. Like,
I don't like that he took the compliment.
Stuck. That compliment stuck.
Oh, a little truth came out
that's
joke.
That's gonna get me through. Yeah.
No, but how?
I didn't even notice the lips. I was just looking at the cheek structure and hairline. I was like, you know what? He'd look like a chick if he went all the way.
How does Dateline not hire you to be the decoy when the perverts show up at that? They go, I'm going to make some lemonade. Yeah. You'd be perfect for it.
Yeah, but he's just a voice. That's just a voice.
Does he look just like?
But can I say something? It blows my mind that these fucking perverts. What? Look at man. Even animals. I had a fucking, listen, I put peanut butter in a mouse trap to catch the fucking chipmunks who eat my strawberries.
Sure.
After the first chipmunk got its fucking neck snapped, the other ones were like, suck my dick and never touched it. You think perverts, once they walk into a house and they hear, hey, there's cookies on the table. Yeah. You'd be like, I'm out of here.
Yeah. She's 12. I'm just lubing up my asshole. Yeah. I'll be right there. You're like, wow, this is a little.
That's
the door's open. Come on through the back door. Don't mind the cameras.
Yeah.
You telling me you'd pass up the cookies? You'd be like, you got me again. You got me. God damn it. With the
son
cookies.
Of a bitch.
Put some fucking celery out there. Yeah. God damn it.
That'd be a great parody of To Catch a Predator. Just people who are on diets and you're just trying to trap them.
Can you pull up? That's funny. I really would go, what kind of cookies? Yeah. But I get off because I'd be like, dude, she said cookies. Yeah.
You'd be like, I'm just
Look
here for the cookies, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. The fucking voice. These fucking idiots can't stop. It's like, you know, the whole way over there, they're going, I should go home. I should go home.
Yeah.
I should go home. Then they get there and it's like, I should go home. Oh, I shouldn't do this. And then they walk up like, fuck. Some of them walk up and go back, and then they come back, and then they knock on that door and it opens and the girl disappears.
Yeah.
Right?
I
the girl fucking
laundry.
Disappears. Right? And then. And you think you'd be like, oh, I got the wrong house. I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not
I'm
proper,
out.
It's
I'm
not proper
fucking
etiquette.
Out.
It's not good etiquette.
I always thought, legally, how do they get them if they haven't actually done anything?
Because it's like...
Intent.
Because, yeah, well,
hang on
they
one second. She's fucking freaking out right now. What do you need, baby?
Whatever you want.
They have the conversation.
No, I see when her mouth starts going all over the place, that means she's like, I don't know.
I'm just listening and following.
I want the top five. Yeah, go to the top five predators.
I hope one of those is the one where the dude gets completely naked. He just
sure
gets in the kitchen
in
and just starts taking off all of his clothes.
All right, let me put this. Can we play this?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is in German, by the way.
We're not touching
it. Is it German?
Kids. No.
No.
The title.
The ones you watch when you jerk off are in German.
Open the front door, Amanda. Let's make sure he sees that you're there.
Oh, God.
He's 34-year-old Abhilash Bhaskaran, a director of software development for a large computer company.
His last steps of freedom.
Oh, man, look how confident he is.
I walked in a free man.
His screen name is Raj.
Walked out
as
sexually.
While chatting online with a decoy pretending to be 13, he
Hanwad?
Asked, Hun, would you like to take me in your mouth?
Would
you? I'm not sure how.
Would you like to take me in your mouth?
Hang on one second.
As 21 says, we will learn as we go along. He seems relieved when he sees our decoy and not a police officer.
Oh, God. Look at man.
I'd still be fooled.
She looks fucking 26.
Yeah. Yeah.
You put a blonde wig on Feeny. That's Feeny right there standing in the house.
Look at her, though. She doesn't look fucking...
She is not as hot as Feeny.
But she... No.
Thank you again. I love this podcast.
Feeny.
This is doing wonders.
But she looks old.
Yeah, she does. Charming. She doesn't look 13, that's
no.
for sure.
Yeah. Go ahead. She's developed.
Make yourself at home.
Sure. My girl left me.
I'm just getting these out so I don't get wrinkled.
All right. They don't see the cameras?
So you got a big afternoon.
Hey, there he is.
Stop. What an asshole. So you got a big afternoon plan?
He always has some quip when he comes out, too.
Look at his face.
I like how he came out like Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler. Through the curtains.
He's waiting to get a pop from the crowd.
Find the next one.
Oh, what does he what he look like on the other side of the curtain? Just stretching, you know?
Keep going.
Yeah.
One of them is like...
Right here. Go to this one. Oh, this guy's young.
Cap on. And he's ready to...
Yeah.
Look at his
I mean, isn't this just... Hang on. Stop.
He's 20.
Listen,
oh my God.
This is it right here. It's always tea.
Yeah. Right.
It's always
and
on
it's
the
always
table.
On the table. Yeah. Right. I'm leaving.
Right.
Unless it was cookies. I make cookies, it's on the table. Yeah. I'd say, what kind of cookies? Yeah. And then I go in and proceed to get arrested.
Yeah.
Rewind that just a cunt.
I like the idea of you walking by going, I have cookies. You go, no thanks. She goes, it's oatmeal raisin. And you run in naked for some reason at that point.
It's fucking ridiculous. I mean, she looks. That's in, just
he's
terrible.
Got his cap on, and he's ready.
Perfect
to,
buddy, God. Is his screen name?
Yeah, I made some tea, and it's on the table.
Goodbye.
Did you bring me my?
Oh, wow. That's creepy.
That's, yeah, that's a young.
Oh, come on! This guy needs to go to jail. Oh, he's going right in after her.
She looks just as young as Lauren did when she got married.
Stop. He fucking bagged Chris. He scared Chris.
Yeah, because he walked. That's where all the cameras
yeah,
are.
Yeah, he went.
Go back. Go back.
I don't think that guy was there
Hang
for
on,
tea at all.
Look at this. Watch this. He's like, I'm fucking this.
Hey.
Why don't you just step right over there, please?
Oh, shit.
Please, sir, I really drove this far for no reason.
You drove this far for no reason.
I swear to you, I asked her.
Now, what did you bring with you?
The fuck was
chocolate, like she asked me?
He's most likely there to get food for the decoy. I think she said that was one thing you were supposed to do.
And
white chocolate.
That, yes, sir. That's what I told her I was bringing.
What about condoms?
Yes, sir. I have them also, but that was not my intention. I swear to you, sir.
I like balloon animals.
What are you going to use the condoms for?
She told me to bring them also.
So you did everything just because she told you?
Yes, sir. I swear to you, that is the reason.
Right, let's go to the transcript. Hold up. I love when they go to the transcript. He's like, that's my favorite part. He's like, yeah. I didn't say anything. I'm just here to give her chocolate. And then you look at the kids. He's like, I'm going to eat your asshole with a spoon, little girl.
That's why I'm so glad I had a boy. I just would never. This just, I can't even. With a boy, I don't even like this shit.
Yeah.
Just hearing some fucking. Oh, could you. Oh.
Brutal.
Just this guy with a hat.
Yeah. Fucking Eminem.
Yeah.
When he
why
asked.
Why did you send her pictures like that?
Because she asked me to.
She asked you to send
but she wanted cookies, Your Honor.
I know.
Did you say you are ready to have my thang in your mouth?
Yeah, what I meant was I was trying to get a babysitting job when she said that.
Are you ready to have my in your mouth?
Yeah, what I meant by that was.
Pretty much what I meant.
Hang on,
but if she was.
All right, so when somebody talks, we got to stop the video.
All right, I was trying to make jokes.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help because we. What's that? Because I'm controlling Lauren with my hand.
Yeah.
And we have hand gestures.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not doing them. She's just
Don't
looking
control.
At me like waiting for me to say something.
Don't control.
And I'm just like this.
Her world is a free market right now.
Watch this.
Don't
ready?
Try to regulate
Watch.
Her.
Watch. Idea. Go ahead, talk.
Yes. You would have had sex with a 13-year-old girl.
Probably, yeah.
Why? Because it's.
Because
wait, you wound up for that one too.
When we get it, it's good. Ready? Go.
Third base coach over there. You're like a third base coach over there, Bobby.
Well, we try to do things.
Doing good. Doing good.
It's just something that you probably never have.
I wanted to just help her study.
My favorite one is when he comes out the transcript and he goes, were you speaking to this girl yesterday? And he goes, I had some friends over for a party. And he goes, did the party last 7 days? Because that's how many days you talked to this fucking girl for.
Well, it's funny that this guy, though, walked in and he built up a head of steam because he came in from the car, walked through that fucking door, saw her a little bit. They always have a basket of laundry. I don't know why that doesn't tip
you. Yeah, what child is doing laundry?
None.
Yeah, what child is doing laundry? And what child has hair like fucking Rhoda from Mary Tyler Moore?
And makes tea. Makes tea.
Yeah.
The guy didn't even look for tea.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
He just he went right in.
Yeah, you can't use the stove at fucking 9.
Yeah.
But he's caught whether he comes in or not, right? This is just for the show when they get it.
No. If he does not come in.
He does not come
in? I believe if he does not come in, then it's just.
Well, the other
thing is. It's just words.
Did they prove that he wasn't going to come in and just be like, you know what?
Because they have the chat conversation.
Because then he's in. It's like intent at that point with endangering a minor.
And that's why they ask him to bring specific items, so it shows intent that he's.
Yeah, how come one of these idiots never goes? I was here to teach her a lesson. I was here. I wanted to teach her a lesson.
I think somebody did.
Yeah.
That's happened.
Yeah.
Sure.
They have that footage where somebody's like, look, man, I'm trying to school
trying
these
to help
kids.
This girl. Right. You know,
if so he just pulled his pants down, he's a fuck. He has no dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it says no children.
Yeah.
And it has like a Ghostbuster symbol over his fucking batch.
Yeah. they film this, I think, for the most part, in Georgia because Georgia, you don't have to get consent.
to air your face on TV. So that's why they filmed this.
Did you research, did you, Shuley?
Yeah, well, I know where not to go.
What, what states to avoid when I'm on Tinder?
Yeah. But that's why these guys,
like,
you know,
only works
like,
in Georgia.
You're like, why would you sign a release?
It blows my mind. But even with cops, that blows my mind, the show. When you're watching people, like, just white trash people just, you know, like, you know, shooting at their neighbors and then being like, yeah, I'll sign them.
This is...
What, I'm going to be on TV? All right.
When's it going to be on?
All right.
Well, it is true. Some people being on for TV is fucking epic.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit.
No, they don't care.
I'm on Cops. Check out Cops. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I think
I did. Remember Real Stories of a Highway Patrol?
Hell yeah.
I did an episode of that.
That's funny.
You were in the dramatization?
Yeah.
That's funny.
One of the first
real
acting gigs I ever booked was that.
Those reenactments were so... That Rescue 911... Remember the Rescue 911 show they used to do? William Shatner used to host?
Yeah.
The reenactment... Those were like...
Reenactment... To do this reenactment was so fun. First of all, we were getting chased by real cops in a car they bought. There was no budget.
Right.
So they would just fucking rogue shoot these with no permits, no stunt people.
So there's traffic on the street while you guys were doing
this? They bought a car. They bought some shit car. They said, I want you to do 70 up the road and then just cut the wheel and take that left up there.
This is residential, I
with
think.
With the cops. Well, the cops shut this road down. So I'm in this car with this actor nerd. I'm like, fucking yeah.
You have no training.
I'm 21.
Driving.
I'm like,
gotta be
fuck you.
Thrilling.
You have a mullet at that point?
Fucking
I
gorgeous
hope this exists
curly
on the
mullet.
Internet somewhere.
I couldn't find it. I'm flying up the road. Cops are behind us. I step on it. We hit that left. I go, fucking gush. Hit a bump. Thump. You hear the axle go tang.
Like
a tuning fork. And there's a camera right there waiting for us to go by. We just literally roll by, and I look at the camera, and I go, hey, and I wave, because I just trashed the car.
Crawling to a stop.
Oh, it was fucking crazy. Yeah.
Well,
oh, shit. What was that? Somebody's phone. Get your phone off the table, you fucking mook.
Oh, boy.
He's a busy guy.
I'm busier.
All right, Jesus.
I have a four-year-old. That's what I say to anybody who doesn't have a fucking kid. Yeah. I'm busy. I'm way busier.
Yeah. Because
I have a kid who goes, I want you to be with me, daddy.
It's not a contest, Bobby.
Huh? It is a contest.
No, it's not.
You're the only one without kids, you selfish cocksucker.
I don't have kids.
Mike Bean doesn't have any kids. He can't have them.
He is a kid. He's a kid.
I have a torn...
Estrogen comes out of his dick. He shoots eggs out. He gets ready to come, and then he just goes, bloop, and an egg pops out.
That's terrible. No, you don't.
Does that happen?
Yeah. Are you going to have kids with your wife?
I think someday that'd be cool. I mean, I think I'm a ways away from that. You know,
can't wait to see your Instagram feed then, you fucking asshole.
I know.
And partying all over the fucking world with his wife.
I do get jealous. I like of the only thing that makes me happy is that Giannis is friends with Paul Verzi, who has kids too. That makes me happy. A lot of his friends have children.
Yeah.
Which makes me happy.
Almost all of them, yeah.
We drag him down.
I love kids. I love being around kids.
Yeah, you love being
nothing
leaving.
Creepy about that.
Yeah.
This is the first year of my life where I actually, like, you know, can appreciate being around a child. Like, my entire life, I've always been like, you know, if there's a baby or I find no, I'm just like, get this thing away from. And this is the first year. I think it was because my cousin had a kid now, so she's like the baby in the family, because I was the youngest one on both sides of my family. So now I'm finally like being like, oh, I could see why kids are cute and they grow up and they try and like hug your leg and while they're trying to stand. It's pretty.
Well, that's the reason for the show Dateline we just watched.
Why, do you want kids someday?
Yeah, you got to have kids, you know?
You
just
do.
So somebody's around to watch the end of the world. With my jeans in them.
I mean, do you? Is that really why you want a kid? Do you think someday to be around, that your legacy or your name lives on, or somebody to be around to take care of you later? Or
no, I think I want a kid because it's like what I'm supposed to do now, because I'm done doing everything else.
Like what, getting ass play and fucking eating three boxes at a time in Vegas?
Yeah. Like everything else is
emptying your nuts on tits.
He flipped that first page on the clipboard. He's like, oh, I guess kids next. All right.
I have no more jizz in my balls. Yeah.
I have no will to do anything except go home. It's my favorite thing to do is when I open the door and I'm home. So that means it's time for kids. I don't want to go out. I don't want to sit at a bar.
That's the last thing that means, Giannis.
No. I know what he's saying, though.
Yeah, I'm done partying.
Sure. Because we feel that way, too.
Yeah.
And now that we have kids.
But then you walk in the house.
And then you walk in the house and you're like, get me. That's why I bought a shed.
Right.
I literally bought a shed.
You have a 17,000 feet humidor in your house.
I have a shed and a fucking, and I literally have another place for me. I literally bought another place for me to go. I had somebody, I had Amish people save my marriage. And they dropped that sucker off and I go, I got to go do some work. And I go in there and that's it. That's, I mean, basically that's what you have. You have family time.
Yeah.
Or work.
It can't be that bad.
It's not bad.
It's just we're so spoiled now.
It's just hard, dude.
Do you remember our grandparents would have like 14, three would die in the living room, and they'd be like, all right, let's make three more.
Yeah, but how
much? Now we're like, I got one.
But how much attention were you paid to as a kid by your parents or your grandparents?
Everybody worked back then.
That's right. Everybody worked.
It's way harder to be a good, let me tell you right now.
Now you're an asshole.
It's way harder to be a good dad than to just be a dad.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm trying to be a good father,
you're good
which is way harder. I am good,
yeah.
But it's a lot of work.
Yeah,
a lot of work, a lot of self. You have to really pay attention to what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
So when you come home, it's not, you can't be selfish. My grandfather would come home from work and you could not talk to him. He came home, read the paper, smoked a cigar,
had a drink,
had dinner,
right.
And after dinner you could talk to him.
Yep.
That's some crazy shit. I would love that. If I came home tonight after this shit and nobody could talk to me, and I go to my iPad Pro, the 12-inch one with my new keyboard.
You love your gadgets.
Oh, yeah. Do I?
Yeah.
I'm going to buy an Osmo. I'll tell you about it later.
Yeah.
Doesn't go in your pussy, so relax.
That's the old me now. It's not the new me.
The new me is concerned about the market.
The new me wants less government and less dildos.
Ron Paul is my new
I mean, why would you regulate anything?
Oh, God. Imagine having to fucking have that date. And so anyway, blah, 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 2 hours
He's
later.
So
and
smart.
Then they blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but Dave doesn't shut up. The fuck up.
He does.
When his face is buried in my mouth.
When I got his dick in my mouth. He's still fucking telling her.
Do you ever, is he just talking politics or whatever, and you ever just take his head and push it down?
No, he doesn't do that often.
The thing that, then you just hear him louder because your vagina's huge.
Is there an echo in here?
Well, now it's huge.
He goes, Ron Paul is the actual person that we should do. People, listen to me. I'm Dave Smith. We need less government.
Why is Dave in an airport?
Fucking
hangar?
Lewis is just holding Lauren over his head while Dave's. Listen, people, Skankfest is this weekend. Lauren, you know what, dude? It's Sunday at 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. See my megaphone girlfriend, pussy.
It is. We're going to be at Skankfest this Sunday.
That's right.
The promo.
Yeah.
I just think that. You know, it is the greatest. You have two, which somehow to me would be easier.
Well, it's not. Not even close.
I'll tell you. Like a lot.
Can I tell you why? Can I just
go,
can
go,
I
go,
can
go,
I
go,
just
go.
Give you the case before you before you shoot it down? Because the other one has somebody to play with. My kid, when I come home, wants to play. I'm his friend. I'm his pal.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I don't want to see my kid playing alone.
Nobody does.
That's some crazy
shit. If you're a good parent, nobody wants to see
that. Yeah, you see a kid just fucking talking to somebody in the corner with fucking Legos.
Yeah.
I don't want that. So me and my kid, I have you know the Incredibles?
Sure.
I have the whole outfit.
Oh.
He's Dash. I'm Mr. Incredible. I mean, granted, my belt ripped off and there's a slit down the side. I can't put the Velcro on the back.
The game just turned into the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. And my lower half, I look like a fucking 90-year-old dyke. Just my fat pussy. My nuts turn into a fucking elephant's cunt. It really does. It looks like the bottom of an elephant's trunk.
Like you should be on a pride
it's
float.
Terrible. Waving. My wife, as I put the first time I put the costume on, my wife went, "Oh baby,"
I
lopped a finger off.
Like a puppy got ran over.
Oh, I'm sorry.
who's more self-deprecating than me?
Well, because that's the thing. Would either of you, if you could do it over again, have a kid earlier, later, or about the same time?
I would do it earlier.
Because every single person I know that has a kid says that.
Because I don't want to be, I'm going to be 60 when he's 20 something. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to change everything now in the next few years to that I will, you know, the food, the things I do, blah, 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 that by the time I'm 50, I will be an okay, in shape, healthy. I mean, I'm taking all this bullshit out of my diet and blah, 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 and learning how to, and doing things, and we're trying to change everything.
You trying to get sexy Bobby back?
Not trying to get sexy Bobby back. Yeah. I'm just trying to take
healthy
out all
Bobby.
The... Yeah. I just want to take all the shit out of my diet. Yeah. All the corn syrups, all the corn starches, yeah. All the fructoses, all the shit that the government, you know, I mean, God Christ, even strawberries, if they're not organic, they're loaded with shit that you they just spray on them so that they the bugs don't eat it. It's fucking nuts.
You just want to be able to see your dick.
I don't care about being a little chubby. I would love to see my dick, though. I would love to
hey,
see.
Hey, stranger, it's been a while.
Why are you so shiny? I would love that, but I do want it. But having a kid young, I know these guys who had their kids young.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck, by the time they're 54, they're fucking free again.
Yeah, but I think I was a lot more selfish younger than I am when I had the kid. Like, I got my shit together a lot faster at the age we had our first kid because I was older, I think.
I actually heard Tucker Carlson give an interview on the Gavin McGinnis show.
Yeah.
And he said the opposite. He goes, I had my kids young. I had four kids young, and it drove me to become successful because I had to feed these people. I had to put them through school.
Yeah.
I knew there was a deadline on a lot of this stuff with these people, and it made me become what I am because I had to. And when I was younger, I mean, if I had a kid earlier, you know, you always say that maybe you wouldn't be in the business, but it might have made me... I am way more efficient now.
Right.
And I am such an open book now on trying to learn as much as I can to better my brain and better my productivity than I was when I was 20 or even in my 30s. Now I'm like, okay, I have an hour. What can I do? Because I need to feed this fucking kid in 5 years.
And I'm going to be dead soon.
And the beauty thing about where you're at right now in your career is you can pick and choose where you're going and what you're doing. Whereas if you would have had this kid younger and you have to do these gigs and you have to do these spots and you can't not be there for the family, you know, you're in a different position back then. At least now you're a lot more flexible with being able to be there for your family. Look, how many comics do you know that have a family and it's one or the other? They either stop doing comedy or they end up getting a divorce.
Well,
you know, it's tough.
Well, what do you mean?
There's a lot of comics that I know were doing comedy. Yeah. They weren't at a huge level. Mm-hmm. They had a wife, they had kids, and now they got to go out and grind, and they got to get better. They got to perform. They got to do the spots. They got to go on the road, and the wife is at home all day
where
with
she
the kid,
should be.
No escape, and that takes a toll. You know,
I agree. That's like what my wife would say if like I ever broached
wife
the conversation.
Chad,
it's always just a matter of
my Turkish Sultan.
Yeah. You guys can switch
joke.
Rings at any time.
If people knew history, that would have been a better joke.
We got it. Oh, we okay. got it. You're being fucking Colin Quinn-esque.
Okay.
But yeah, that would be one of her fears is that she's like, I don't want to be a single mom, basically, you know what I mean? Even if we're still married, if it's just like if I'm on the road a lot or something and then she's just home alone raising a child alone, that's tough.
Yeah, but first of all, it's totally opposite. Comics spend way more time with their kids than other guys.
Because
if you do the math, break down the math, a guy who works a 9 to 5 or he's got to wake up and get there. That's 5:30, 6 o'clock. He's gone before the kid gets up.
Yeah.
Okay? And then he comes home. 5 o'clock, he gets home at 6:30. The kid's going to bed at 8.
Yep.
You're spending a couple hours with him, maybe, if you get home on time. Okay. And then you basically have Saturday and Sunday. What do I have? I have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
A lot of weekends.
Friday. Well, not me. You.
Just trying to make a joke.
It was
Bobby.
Good.
Jesus. You're going to get defensive.
I should have took the hit.
That's
you're
what
right.
we're doing here.
I should have took the hit. Right. I admit it. All right. But it did hurt. Okay. my summer's a little light. we spend way more time than most dads do. Right. I wake up with my kid, he jumps in bed with me, and then, you know, I'm with him all day long. All day long.
Also, it's great because all your...
All day long!
It's like your friends come over, they're comedians, they're like grown kids.
Yeah.
Like, I always thought about what Verzi's kids, like their life... when they look back on their life being young, how awesome it's going to be to know this is like the funniest people in the world
Well,
are just always there.
I mean, my kid will say that. Your kid will say, didn't I know what's that guy's name? Who's that guy? I know him from somewhere. My kid will say that. But your his kid's going to go, what did he do?
Like, he's hanging out with some kid.
Some guy that dressed like a girl? Yeah. What's his name again? I have a picture of my kid at the Comics Come Home. It's a black and white I took with me. And Jimmy Fallon, and nice. Jimmy's the nicest guy on the fucking planet.
He's so cool.
And he, Max is in the middle of me, and he looks so cool. And Jimmy's like, fucking what? I'm like, that kid's gonna look at that photo someday and go, what happened to your career, Dad? Like, what? Why? What the fuck? You were right there, kid. Like, look at man. I think you would make a great dad. Not you, him.
Oh,
yeah. I think you're gonna make
a
shit
the worst dad.
Yeah.
So what are you guys? Yeah. You guys gonna adopt Asian?
I think I'd be. No, I would never.
19-year-old.
I would never.
You're gonna adopt a trans baby from LA.
To catch a predator, all their adult. Children.
Yeah. Picture for a sitcom.
I hope you do adopt a kid, and he's way tougher and macho than you.
Yeah. Oh, he will. Seriously, I've never identified with a father like who I would think I would be more than like Phil Dunphy in Modern Family. Yeah. Like I think that that every time I see him, I'm just like when I watch that show, I know we're supposed to laugh at him, but I'm like he's a terrific parent. I think everything he's doing is right. Who knows how to fix steps? Nobody. Nobody knows how to do that. Right.
Well, my wife is a little too Boston for me, a little some, because she's out there teaching him. She put like the bases out and put a ball out, and she's teaching. And I went, whoa, up, up, up.
Nah, you gotta let Boston be Boston. Come on.
I go. You don't teach him how to fucking. You don't teach him how to play baseball,
that's
Bubba.
What you animals do?
Now, my
Boston.
Wife's not fucking teaching my kid how to catch.
You gotta do that.
That's me.
Yeah. Let her teach
well,
the hard
in Boston,
stuff,
like, the girls do that too, don't they?
Yeah. Well, how come they weren't in Field of Dreams then, Giannis?
All right. Well,
father and son. That's
Boston
what it's about.
Is like the most.
But that's
fucking baseball gender equal fucking city. You walk around, women are just walking around in bell bottoms and Red Sox hats.
I don't
know
if equal
you're
in
like,
Boston.
Are those lesbians?
Hang on, let
no.
him fucking work this out.
Let me get
out.
The joke out.
Let him work this out.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I was going to say.
Go ahead. Keep going. Keep going.
Is that a pack of lesbians coming for me, or am I in Dorchester? Thank you. Achoo. Achoo. And I spilled water.
Oh,
God
no.
damn.
No.
Just because I want to watch you clean.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, leave my girlfriend alone. I repeat, leave my girlfriend alone.
That's the problem. Like dating when two comics are dating. Now Dave's gonna be like, "How come you fucking said to my girlfriend you like to watch?" I'm like, "I'm joking, man."
Yeah,
it's like, that's my girl.
No,
I'm in love with her.
No. Dave's. I would never say that if Dave didn't know how to take it.
I'm just joking.
You know what I mean?
I'm just joking.
He knows how to take it. And Lauren's loyalty lies here first. She told me.
Oh, yeah?
She'll dump Dave if you wanted to, she'll dump him for the show. Right. Right, Lauren?
Wow, already?
What?
That was quick.
Did you say I love Dave?
Off mic.
Attention. My girlfriend loves me. I'm speaking through her vagina right now.
What?
What the fuck?
Have you told him? Or did you just announce it first on a podcast?
No. Louis Gomez, I swear
Does
to God.
Does he know?
We both say it.
Did Louis?
Oh, David's a faggot.
No. she has a vagina.
No, but I mean,
doesn't count.
Just saying I love you is kind of faggot.
Yeah, who said it first?
I don't want to play
Come on,
game.
Tell us about
no.
it. Was he shivering? Tell me he was shivering.
No, I'll be Dave.
Was it in the rain?
I'll be Dave. You be her.
So.
Hey. Wait.
I'm feeling stuff. I'm feeling a lot of things.
Law.
Doesn't he know he started to play Nicolas Cage in Moonsugar?
Law, I want to tell you something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've never felt this way about anybody or anything except Legions of Skanks.
And Ron Paul, right?
And Lewis. Because he forced me.
Yeah.
Law.
Yeah. Yeah, Davey.
Ew.
Yeah, Davey.
I don't know if I can. I'm scared.
Just.
I'm scared. Just, I can't help it. I'm scared.
I'm scared too. I'm scared
Why
too.
Why am I from Boston?
Just don't hurt me.
Law.
I don't want to get hurt either.
Law.
Yeah.
You know I talk a lot, right?
Yeah, real lot. Sometimes you don't listen to other people's points.
Yeah.
You just keep going and going and going from one angle.
But that's not what I'm talking about right now.
But I understand.
I understand,
It's what
too.
Your podcast fans need.
Listen.
It's what Lewis says you have to do to keep the numbers up at Gas Digital.
Listen, you got to promise me. Look at me, Law. I'm going to tell you something right now, but you got to promise me. Promise me. Promise me from the heart of hearts, from where you lie,
yeah.
that you won't tell Lewis I told you this. Because he'll get mad at me, and he'll hit me with a fidget spinner. Promise me.
I promise you, Dave, from the bottom of my trashy New Jersey my trashy New Jersey heart.
I want to say this so you know I mean it.
Okay.
So I'm going to go down here.
Yeah. Lauren, I'm speaking inside your vagina right now. Because I want
now
you
I'm
to
comfortable.
Know.
Archie. I don't know why I mean.
Lauren, can you? Lauren, I love you, baby.
Oh, God. I love you, too.
I'm going to say it till the whole neighborhood can hear me. I love Lauren. Lauren.
Neighborhood's all in there.
You're so classy.
You love him, huh?
Yeah.
So who said it first?
I know.
That was a great play we just did.
Yeah, it was great. It's award winning.
What?
It was great.
Do you say it first, guys? Right?
What? No.
He said it first.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, when he said it first, did you feel obligated to say it back, or did you want to?
I wanted to.
When did he force you
but
to
you're
start
always obligated.
When did he force you to start dressing like you're about to be a guest on Fox Business?
Yeah.
Like you're about to go on Kennedy.
She used to dress all lighthearted. Nice. Now she dresses like she's going to be on Legion of Skanks every day. Did Christine give you a uniform to follow? Okay, now Brig J really came up with these. And so you have to follow this, okay? It has to be black, and it has to be fucking fringy and wavy, okay? The jeans have to show your ass.
Are those prescription or?
No. Yeah. That's when I feel ugly.
Yeah.
You can either wear glasses, mittens, or leg warmers. That's it. You have to look skanky but intelligent, like you might know something.
Now, let's practice your skank hands. Throw them up. Throw them up.
Let's see them. You know the skank hands.
Yeah, throw them up.
What is that?
The little diamond that they do.
Is it a diamond? It's from Diamond Dallas Page, isn't it?
Yeah,
isn't that his thing? They just took his thing.
Skankfest this weekend, Sunday, YKWD. We have Luis Gomez, Dan Soda, and Joe List.
I'll be there too.
Crew.
You coming on?
I will be on awesome. Skankfest on Saturday night.
Oh, Saturday night. You got a Saturday night. Yeah, the fucking founder of everything.
I'll be there on Sunday.
I got a Sunday afternoon.
Party, would you do Skankfest?
Yeah. Well,
okay, cool. Sunday at 1 o'clock. Want to do a nooner?
What is this, fucking church?
Prime slot, Bobby.
Jesus. Yeah, prime slot. Yeah. Fuck me. The only thing is I have to go home.
Well, listen, at least you have time to be a good dad and play with the kid after that. You know?
Yeah. I'm gonna tell my wife it's at from 1 to 7. Oh, God. All right, let's do this read real quick. And don't fast forward through it. You know, this
you
is how
you cocksuckers.
It really is. It's like, this is how we pay the bills.
This
so
the backbone
show,
of YKWD.
Yeah,
well,
right?
I'm not the backbone.
Well,
I'm the backbone.
One of them.
I'm the backbone. This is actually a good sponsor that I actually love. Do you like movies?
Bobby, I love movies.
Never seen one.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you like TV shows?
Love them.
Do you like music?
Big fan.
Of course you are.
Of Melissa Etheridge. You tell me you don't like Melissa Etheridge. Fuck off. There's not one person who wouldn't sing Come to My Window. You don't know the words?
I do. And I don't like Melissa Etheridge.
As long as you know the words and they stay in your heart, that's all that matters.
How does it go again?
Come to my window, I'll be home soon.
Wow.
That's a nice falsetto.
Yeah,
that's his voice he uses on weekends. Well, you don't have to. You don't. Listen to me. You don't like spending a lot of money, do you?
No.
To enjoy all your favorite stuff, right?
Nope.
No.
Nobody does.
No.
Especially with all this stuff, you don't want to spend any money.
No. I don't have any, yeah.
Am I right?
You're right, Bobby.
Check out this, deepdiscount.com. Just click their logo found on my website on Riotcast, the new sponsor of this show, and a great site to find tons of cool stuff without spending a lot of money. Deepdiscount.com is loaded with all your entertainment needs, CDs, vinyls, DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, and so much more. And going on right now, June site-wide sale, the final days, people, and June, it ends in June 30th, okay? So tens of thousands of items on sale. Look for the special coupon codes and the sales icon to save even more on their already low prices. The name says it all, deepdiscount.com. Everything is deeply discounted. You'll find new releases, too, out this week. T2 Trainspotting, which is the first Trainspotting, was very good. Did you see it?
They made a second one?
Yeah.
They made a second one, which I didn't know either. But you know what you can do?
What can you do, Bobby?
Deep discount.
Right now, you go to deepdiscount.com. Yep, Renton returns in the sequel. 20 years later, they made this thing. And you know what? Where is his old friend Spud? Sick Boy and Beg... What is it? Begabee? Yeah. They're waiting. First of all, those three... I mean, Ian McGregor is insane in Fargo this year. Have you seen Fargo this year? That's why I love television. It's changed so much. Fargo this year, every year is a different set of amazing actors. Yeah. And this year, Ian McGregor, he plays two different people. He plays his own brother, which is insane. But
Pulls
it off.
Yeah.
Trainspotting... The beginning of you like, and then all of a sudden you're like, he does it. Trainspotting, which is 20 years old, which is crazy.
Wow.
And what's his name from Elementary, who's one of my favorite actors, who was in Hacking with Angelina Jolie. His name eludes me right now. He's one of my favorite actors from, he was in Hackers, he was in Trainspotting, and he's also, he's Elementary, he plays Sherlock Holmes. On the TV show. Do you watch that show?
I don't know.
One of my favorite shows, Elementary. Yeah, the TV show right there. That guy,
yeah.
What's his name?
The guy.
Hang on. She's going to pull it up any fucking day now.
Yeah.
I keep talking and it comes up. It's more the internet
there he
speed.
Is.
You know, we're getting new internet up here, by the way.
Oh,
it's
awesome.
Instantaneous. It's the fastest internet on the planet Earth is coming to Riot Cat Studio via downstairs. It's in. You upload something? Instantaneous.
Nice.
Marvel. Download something, it's there. That's it. Nice. So we won't have these delays when I ask you for what's his name? Johnny Lee Miller. Okay? So you can get that now. Here's the thing. I can't wait to see this movie too. Get your copy now of Trainspotting 2 on DVD, Blu-ray, Ultra HD for a really great price at deepdiscount.com or click their logo found on my website. Of course, you'll find a bunch of my material, all of our materials on there. Do you have a CD, Shuli?
Not yet. I'm recording one, though. Okay. I have an old DVD from 2010, but
I'm sure it's not on Deep Discount. Is it on Deep Discount?
Not yet, no. Can I put it on Deep Discount? Well, I mean, how do you discount it anymore?
It'll be there. It'll be there eventually.
Yeah.
Give it time.
Yeah, you'll be able to go to the free section on Deep Discount. Yeah.
At this point,
deeply discount.
Yeah.
It costs us money to put it on our site.
I was going to say, you can get it now if you say hi to me.
Well, my material's on deepdiscount.com, too. Support our sponsor and be good to yourself. Buy it, own it. Watch it when you want. Check it out now. That's it. And what is it?
DeepDiscount.com.
Thank you very much for listening to the sponsor. And back to the program at hand.
Can I get my album on there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can.
All right.
What's your album called?
Let Me Be Giannis.
That's us. We gave you that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
That's kind of true. Can't
even ever get this cut.
Oh, and by the way, Bobby.
Wait a minute.
Thanks. Wait a
minute. I mean, you didn't even.
Did really well.
It's
Thank
a
you.
Good pun. I got the characters, so I said, you know.
Yeah, like he's telling you it's a good pun.
Yeah, I know. We met.
I love with it.
My show.
Bobby, turns out it's got legs.
Well, to be fair, yours was Let's Be Honest, and then you would
what?
Fucking.
What?
Yeah, you'd go, Let's Be Giannis, and you guys would make fun of me for 40 minutes straight.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
And you took that. And
I took that hit, unlike you, with your fragile ego.
I took the hit.
You took the hit.
I took the hit.
Yeah.
But that actually, when you said I had a fragile ego, made me want to throw a bottle of of beer at your head.
Not even, you don't have any beer. You're not drinking. You're a father.
I have a bottle. It's called the Lewis bottle. It's my Lewis bottle. It's a case of emergency. I smash it and stab him in the neck. Clock sucker.
I'm coming at you for a rear naked chokehold. I'm leaving, Bobby.
Like I know, father, like son.
That was one of the best fights ever.
Well, it was. It really
Especially
was.
Especially when he fell in the chair sitting right
there. The funniest thing ever. We had this this big fight on the show, me and Lewis, because we're both boneheads.
Yeah.
We're both fucking assholes.
You're literally the same guy.
Well, let's not get carried away. All right. Way more successful. Well, and I go to therapy. I'm trying. He's just saying, I'm a fucking bully. Deal with it. And then he'll punch your wife in the face. Okay? I mean, he owns it. At least you either go one or two ways with our personality. Yeah. You own it and fucking fuck you, roll the dice, or you try to become a better person
right.
over 40 years. So I'm this way, he's that way. And we had this big fucking, I'm fucking leaving because I'm going to punch you in the face. I'm like, fuck you.
Wait, I can go listen to this?
Oh, yeah.
What episode is it?
I think it's called Wait For It.
Yeah, Wait For It. Mm-hmm. And he's yelling, I'm fucking like, fuck you. And he's
what
like,
was
I'm
the
leaving.
Fight over?
Roast battle.
Roast battle.
Yeah.
Was it roast battle? No.
Yeah, well, you
because
know.
He was leaving.
It was over him.
No. It was because I was sticking up for a fellow comedian on.
Via.
I don't like. Here's the deal. We could sit here right now and rip apart. I'll bring up fucking Liza Schlesinger, and I'm friends with Lisa, and I'm friends with all these new, and we could sit here and fucking trash her, and we can all pick sides and argue over it.
Cool. Who's starting? Oh, we're not doing that?
I don't give a fuck. It's like Ari Shaffir said it best on Instagram. Just call them up. Call, if you're a comic, call the other comic and go, hey, what the fuck are you saying?
What if you don't know him, though?
Who gives a fuck? Did it? You know him now.
But what if you want a lot of attention for what you're going to say?
Look,
how do you do it then?
I understand why you do it because it was done in the open, so you're going to respond in the open. I understand why people do it. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying me and him were having this argument, and we actually had a conversation the night before in private that he just brought out in the open. And he was like, "Well, last night you said," and I'm like, "Oh God." You know, because I care about him. I care about the other person. I care about, you know, anybody who's on the show I give a fuck about. And I'm not just trashing somebody because you say, because I have a dick between my legs.
Even Deepu?
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's exceptions.
But you're also not just representing Robert Kelly, you're representing Riotcast, and there's,
I don't
you
give
know.
A, I mean, yes, but here it is. If I'm friends with you, and he doesn't like you.
Right.
That doesn't mean I don't have to like you.
Agreed.
You know how many times I've fucking done this in this shit business where a comic friend of mine came up to me and said, that fucking bitch, fuck her. She did this, that, and this. And I'm such a loyal fuck.
You're going,
I'm like,
Amy's my
I'm like,
friend. Don't say that.
I'm like, no, son. But I'm saying like, oh, and then I'll write that person off like, fuck you. And I'm like, you treated my friend like shit. And then 2 months later, I'll see them at the bar fucking hanging out. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Yeah. Oh, we made up. It's cool. I was fucked up. I was a little wrong. Well, tell me. Because I fucking didn't like them for you.
Yeah. Now you're on the outs.
Now they don't like me because right. I treated them like shit for you. And you're a fucking phony cock fuck.
They don't get your street code. That's street code. If you got beef, I got beef.
It's stupid.
That's how I live.
Right. But it's dumb. I don't live that way anymore.
Because we're adults.
Because if I like you and I like them,
what
I'm
do you
not
mean
fucking.
If you do like me, right?
Why? Who's fucking insecure now?
What are you saying, if?
I'm talking to you from inside, Lawrence. Have some self-esteem, you fucking fat Greek. I know you're not fat.
I love you, Davey. I love you. You're so smart. You use such big words.
He is so smart. Listen,
you're so handsome and smart. I love that she thinks Dave is smart.
He is so smart.
He's so smart.
He's
smart.
Smart and
he's
so
smart
cute.
For the group that he hangs out with.
No.
If he hung out with Gnome and his friends, he'd be a Dumbo.
He's also so classy. He doesn't work in a jail. Don't judge Dave by the t-shirts he borrows from Lewis.
You know who comes
so what? He wears button downs that are supposed to be tucked in and too big.
So what? I'm bigger than him if we were both naked.
So what?
All right.
His special was really good and smart. It was really smart.
It was really good.
There was 13 people there, and they all loved it.
And Lewis went around and sat in different chairs for the different shots. And
Mike opened for him.
It was actually a pretty good special. Yeah. I'm actually pretty honored to be a part of it.
I tell you, they broke his fucking legroom. Lewis was like, you better do the special and say it's good. Tell people it was full.
Oh, you'll get an arm bar.
Ow, ow.
Here's your pay. Come on, a lock.
Anyways, two fucking gorillas went at it.
Yeah.
And he was going to leave. And I was telling him to go fuck himself. And he got mad.
He had
mad.
His bag on. And was
well, that was, that was the funniest part. Lou, he got mad. Lou, you know, Lou's a big motherfucker. And he gets mad. And but he didn't have a backpack or he had like a purse.
Messenger bag.
So he had to put it all. He had to like put his purse on. Fuck you. And he had to like... And adjust it like a purse. And that was pretty funny. If you watch it, it's pretty funny. And then he sat back down and he fucking went to throw a kick at Dan Soda. And he fucking.
He threw a kick at Dan Soda?
Well, just joking at him. And he flipped off his chair. Hilarious.
That's great.
I grabbed that camera and fucking put right like TMZ, I had it on his fucking head. I am a piece of shit.
So you guys made up and everything's fine.
Look, man, of course we all make up. What the fuck? We're lunatics.
Well,
that's what people don't understand. You're a fucking lunatic. Oh, you're a... Come on, dude. Get out of here.
I am so stable.
You're not stable.
I am very stable.
You're not... Buddy, you like me, which makes you not stable. Okay?
I'm emotionally
How could anybody not like you, Bobby?
Yeah. Thank you for inviting me,
Tell me.
To your son's barbecue, by
the way. I
don't know.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for coming. Fucking your invites.
I can make it. You invited me 13 minutes before it was happening.
It doesn't matter.
Jesus Christ.
First of all,
you remembered. That's what it was. You were like, oh, yeah, and Giannis.
That's not true.
I was one of those.
You should name that your next CD. And Giannis.
And Giannis. Oh,
well,
no.
Now he will that you came up with it. Wait, what's the name of your CD?
Let's Be Honest.
And you go, no. He said, no, Bobby, you guys came up with Let's Be Honest.
That's right.
No.
It's the same thing.
That's the different. You're doing the Vanilla Ice Billy Joel Under Pressure. No, mine goes din, 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 ding, ting, ting. Like that. I had the little...
Shut up and take it.
Is my CD called Let's Be Honest?
Shut up.
You said Let's Just
Nobody cares what it really
I'm
is.
I'm not Googling.
You just made fun of her fucking her megaphone jet.
Lord, come on.
She turned on you.
Yeah,
she's like, I'm not Googling you.
Hey, it's not our fault you dated fucking a mediocre comic. She should have banged Norton. We wouldn't be talking. Like, how's Norton?
Give her time.
Okay?
Give her time. This is the first step.
No.
I'm joking. Come on, it's a joke. I mean, God, what's happening in this fucking room? Are you becoming fucking sensitive? You're making a fucking joke. Jesus Christ, what is a fucking TED talk in here? No, don't say that. That's me.
Come on.
I thought that's what we do here. Me.
That's your third
back,
album.
That's what we do.
That's your third album. I thought that's what we do. Mean.
I thought we do mean here.
Well, fuck you.
Jesus Christ.
Dumb Greek.
Thank you. Oh. There you go.
Lord's on fire. Lord's on fire. Lord's on fire.
That's what I'm fucking talking about.
Let him have it, Lauren.
Right, fuck you and your girlfriend. Yeah. What, is she Greek? Fuck you.
Yeah, thank you.
Is your girlfriend Greek?
She is Greek.
What a whore.
Thank you.
All right, listen.
Overplaying your hands.
Yeah, getting a little carried away.
It's supposed to come with a joke, but I understand.
Yeah.
I know you don't know how to do those yet, but. Come on. What the fuck?
She was talking.
God,
he was talking about Dave, not you.
Not you.
It's okay.
There we go. That's the YKWD I know. I always forget which letters.
I know
come
you leaned in to read it. Like,
what are you, autistic? Like
yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Sorry. We're talking about Lewis, and I start screaming.
His energy just fills this room.
Just so fidgety.
Here's the thing: is you'll literally have a blowout fuck you fight with Lewis. You could call him the next day and be like, what's up, dude? What's going on?
He doesn't remember. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like a Vietnam vet. He's like, dude, what's up, dude? Hey, can you do Real Ask the Podcast tomorrow? Like, buddy, we just had a knife fight in front of the stand.
Oh, did we? Are you okay? Okay, cool. Yeah. Can you do it?
Yeah, you cut Max.
That was like 30 minutes ago, dude.
Yeah, that was like, is he okay? Are you available?
Anyways, I gotta piss.
That was funny.
That was very funny. We had a big motherfucking thing. But I think podcasts are interesting with that shit because the one thing that you can count on, I think, even on this show, look, I've been starting to listen to some podcasts, and they're very interviewy.
What are you listening to? What are you liking these days?
Shuley's podcast?
No,
I don't have one.
You don't have a podcast?
I don't.
Like I have a podcast.
I listened to, like, Rogan's podcast is very interviewy, but I find with that podcast, the information you get is almost better than television things.
Depending on who it's coming from, yeah.
Look, I think the one thing I love about Rogan is that he knows a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Very opinionated, but very informed. But he also will learn shit. He's not the guy that he will be like, oh, I didn't know that. You know what I mean? Or he'll look something up and figure it out right on the show.
Very intelligent.
But has the guests he has on has stepped up.
Yeah.
A lot. So when you watch that, it's almost like, shit, I didn't know that. And I'll go off and go YouTube whatever the fuck they were talking about. Do I listen to the whole show? Absolutely not. I can't do that. I don't know if it's the comic or my ADD or OCD or whatever the fuck I have.
Some shows he does are like 3.5 hours long. It's like,
right. But it's like this show, I find, is more of a, you know, not to be cliche, of a comic hang.
Right.
People come on the show. It doesn't matter who you are. We fucking smash each other. But there's also a lot of dialogue and interesting shit said about fatherhood or not having a kid or maybe something. I mean, I think we hit, you know, but when we have these moments, I don't think there's anybody. I've snapped on people. People have snapped on me on here. And I kind of like that. It's like one thing that makes the Stern show, not to kiss your fucking ass because it has nothing to do with you, but
really
you're on
doesn't.
The show.
Yeah.
The one thing you love about the Stern show is if there's when you and Gary, I listened to whatever the fuck that was, you and Gary fought it out on the fucking air.
Yeah.
In front of how you guys have it out on the air.
Right.
It's the most compelling shit in the world. I was talking to Colin about this, and it keeps the show together because you have to work it out. It's out in the open. You're not walking around being passive aggressive. You're not building up resentment for years.
Right.
You're not holding these tickets, and then one day it's just exploding. It's coming out when it happens. You're fighting it out, and then however long it takes, you get through it, and you'll be friends again. And
yeah.
Right. That's compelling shit to me.
I mean, we get along better now than we ever have, and we're good buddies now. But it's like you forget how real shit gets. Even though you're working for a show and everybody, you know, you vent to people throughout the course of your day and people talk and word gets back. And next thing you know, people know, messages are sent and it's on the air. And now, you know, what are you going to do? You got to stand up and argue your point.
Right.
And so and that person's not going to back down either.
But there's, I mean, nobody fucks with Howard.
No, nobody does. I mean,
you can't.
None of us would be there if it wasn't for him. So
no.
Who's going to fuck with him?
Yeah, no. But the thing that he allows is to have it out on the air. But even he has it out. I guess I take that back because he does have it out with the, like Scott the Engineer will fucking, the shit's going on with him. I love that shit. I love when people fight for real. When there's a show and it's NPR-y or interviewee and it's like, I like it. I think Rogan's is the only one I can listen to. I can listen to Burr, too, because he rants on him. You know, he'll just go off on a tangent. Mark Maron does good interviews. Stern, I can listen to Stern do interviews.
Stern's the best interviewer I've ever heard, I think.
He's
just
really good.
Just the best interviewer. Like, just come
there's
out.
There's no meat left on that bone,
man. He, like,
it really
goes
is.
In. Yeah,
it's just amazing.
So, he just comes across so interested, and he asks the questions you feel like you want to know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's into it 110%, man.
It's really weird how much the show has changed too. Because I just found in my I have this, you know, all these memorabilia. I found the poster, the Leroy Newman poster
Newman.
I got when I bought his book.
Yeah.
Cuz I was a fan back in the day. I used to watch that shit on channel. I used to work with mentally retarded people.
Did you?
I worked with them. I lived with them, and then I did an overnight shift at another house where I would go and stay, and it was Saturday night, and what I would do is watch Stern on whatever cable channel it was.
Right.
And that was my fucking greatest thing ever.
Used to be on Channel 9 back then, right?
Channel 9.
Yep.
I was in Boston, though, so I don't think it was Channel 9, but it was Channel 9 there. It was whatever cable access was in Boston.
That show, it blew Saturday Night Live out of the water.
Way out of the water.
Like, it was so ahead of its time and so edgy and fucking funny, man. I got the TV show when I was living in L.A. before I heard the radio show. So that was my first experience of Howard, was this TV show where they're, you know, pranking celebrities and playing homeless Hollywood Squares and all this crazy shit. And I'm like, what the fuck is this, man?
It's crazy. Because Channel 9 in New York, for people that don't know, when I moved to New York City And I moved up to Billy's apartment on 97th and Lex. And I remember turning the cable on for the first night by myself. And there was just this chick dancing with her tits out.
Robin Bird?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm watching.
Robin Baby Robert. Wants to bang your box. Right?
It was always that weird red filter over everything. Yeah.
I'm sitting there with the remote on the couch because they didn't have that in Boston.
Right.
And I'm sitting there and she's dancing and her tits are out. And I think there was a... Then the next show was a... cop, a guy in a cop outfit, and another guy was just ripping his toes out of his slack socks and sucking on his toes. Yeah. And I was, I remember calling my mom going, Mom, I don't know what the fuck's happening. I thought it was a Channel Burr ordered, and I was, but then I found out that it was like, you know, it was just cable access.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People who don't know, that was like a long running New York City local access TV show that Robin Bird had.
The commercials were all porn.
Yeah. Because, that's where the show was.
It was all, hey guys. Yeah. Right when I went to commercial, hey guys. Yeah. They had tranny ones too. You like it, daddy? Yeah. Call 899-799-96 inches.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? Yeah. The hormone treatment wasn't as good back in the 80s. Yeah. What's up? My name's Danielle.
Yeah, they all look like Monroe.
She's petting her beard like a Bond villain. Yeah.
You know? But it was, I remember watching that. I mean, we can't show it on here, but if you get YouTube that shit.
Robin Byrne. They would always dance at the end. She would make everyone dance.
Yeah,
what's that?
She would just make everyone dance, and even if it was like some naked guy, he'd just be dancing with his limp penis. With like a big muff of hair, just like dancing weird.
Because most of it was like 70s, and it was just like reruns throughout all the 90s, right? Wasn't it like 70s and 80s?
No, it was not. I think she still had...
It was strong
in the 90s.
90s strong.
I mean
90s.
I definitely watched that because that used to come on at like 11 or midnight or something
Midnight, 11.
Are you from New York?
Spilt a lot of semen to that show.
Really?
You
spilt it? Would you put it in your hand?
Did you cup it? He was going to drink it and then it fell.
Were you walking across the room with a handful of jizz?
There is a time when you're... I was trying
to drink? Oh, shit.
I
need the Tide stick.
Just left jerking off in pratfalls.
He sounded so unbelievable when he said that. Uh-huh. Yeah. I spilt a lot of semen to that show. Right, fellas? I'm just one of the guys, no? Don't you guys spill a lot of semen?
We all have sex, right? With our penises?
Guys, batting your huge eyelashes.
Spilt a lot of semen, no?
Guys, I hate it when you're fucking a pussy and you're just fucking it. And it's like never ending.
And a lot of semen spills out of your mouth? No?
I mean,
I had a really weird setup for an adolescent teen. Because I had a waterbed. I went from a race car bed when I was a child and then went right to a waterbed. I never had a mattress. So,
what
like,
are you fucking Dudley Moore?
That's what I'm saying. It was like some 70s porn star shit where I'm just on this bed and then I would turn it on late. I had this little tiny TV in the corner of my room and I'm just watching this. And the bathroom used to be next to my mom's room. So I was like, I'm not going to get anything to clean this up. So I didn't know what to do with cum. And then I would come and then just
spill it.
Spill it back into the bed. It's a water bed.
Dude, I gotta tell you something. I remember
water beds were the worst.
When I had a king size water bed, which is illegal.
That's 400 pounds of water.
Yeah,
800 when he was on it.
I was.
It was coming. You knew it was coming.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. We knew it was coming.
Shame on you, Giannis.
He went the same as a king size waterbed, by the way.
I just doubled it. I just doubled the number.
I remember.
The weight.
Fucking on a waterbed was impossible. It was terrible.
Yeah, because you had the rhythm. It's like, you know,
it was just zhugushka. Zhugushka. And you'd hear
loud.
Swoosh. Swoosh. Especially if you didn't fill it enough.
Did you ever have it? I had one time the power went out in our house overnight, and like, waterbed, it's got to be like 90 degrees. Otherwise,
place. Yeah. And it went down to like 60, and I woke up the next day just like fucking trembling. I was hypothermia.
You had jizzicles on your fucking
on my tummy.
Why did a teenager have a waterbed?
That's understand? What I'm saying.
Were your parents fucking 70s?
My parents
pimps?
Also had a waterbed.
Jesus, they got a discount. They got a deal waterbed. When they went to buy it.
I gotta tell you, it was fucking awesome. That thing was pretty cool though, man. Come on, you didn't like the waterbed?
I like the waterbed when I first got it, but then
you didn't have
I
it remember, as a kid nothing, though, right?
No, but I had it a young adult, 20, probably 20.
What parents get their kids a fucking waterbed?
Nothing better was with a hot waterbed and then the AC cranking, so it's like cold, but then you're also still it's the great. It was the greatest.
I remember jerking off in the waterbed though. It was
terrific,
and I had a king size, so I'm in the middle of it. And it was literally like jerking off on a raft in the middle of the ocean. Because you literally had to... I understand the spilling.
Spilling. Now you got it. Now you got it.
Because in a regular bed, getting out of it without spilling jizz on your fucking sock. But getting out, you had to like scooch and wait for the wave to kind of hit the side and then push you over again.
It was
like
gently lapping you.
It was almost like a tide. waterbeds were a fun... I mean... Waterbeds were the shit. That was mine right there. See the one to the way to the right, the wood? That one. I had that waterbed.
I had the one to the left pretty much. It would look like that more.
Or that one? I had the wood waterbed.
Headboard and everything.
Oh, dude, mine was wood. If you fucking banged your head on that wood.
That's just a jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Did you get
she's so dumb. She's literally as. Sometimes
look, I'm getting smarter, Bobby.
That's a fucking pool, you moron.
That's a pool?
You can't sleep in it. It's just walls.
Do you think, listen, what am I, Chris Angel? What am I, Jesus?
I need to investigate this. Water beds. They're beds.
Well, that's a bed.
That's a bed on water, you fucking.
A water surrounded by a moat.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry to all of you that we're even debating this. Wait a minute. I got to investigate this. It's not a waterbed.
All right. I'm wrong.
Listen, honey. Let this one go.
I can still hear you.
Did I tell you I love you today?
Yeah, you did. In between Rand Paul's book passages. You slipped it in. And you said it was...
Ha, 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 ha.
You said it was...
Oh, striking a nerve.
Oh, my God.
And I quote, you said unregulated free market love.
You know you're going to be talking shit about tonight in his basement apartment in Queens.
Yeah.
Giannis was going too far.
Do you want me to say something? I'm going to say something. I'll call him right now. I'll have Lewis say something.
I have my phone in here.
I'll have Lewis.
Don't fucking slander my talent, okay? His special's coming out in Gas Digital in 2 weeks.
You
can't be slandered.
All of a sudden, you just hear fidget spinners as you're sleeping. Lewis climbs through your window.
You wake up in the middle of the night, your dog's...
It's like the new Warriors. Giannis, come out to play.
One just like flicks into your wall as you're sleeping at night.
It's Lewis is just doing this in the corner. He's catching him on his...
Poor James has no fidget spinners.
Yeah.
Daddy.
I love Dave. He's very smart and a good guy.
And the walk back.
You really rickled the shit out of that one.
We all love Dave. We wouldn't even talk about him if we didn't love Dave.
Yeah.
We don't like him as much as Lauren, but we like Dave. I don't think I've ever mentioned Dave until Lauren started dating him. He was the third skank for a long time.
He was Ringo?
He wasn't even curly. He was Shemp.
Oh, boy. That's a shot. Nobody wants to be Shemp.
Lauren's the
No, I'm not.
Oh, that's the meanness I like on this podcast.
Could be worse. Curly Joe.
We love. So show us.
I used to leave this podcast in question my whole life.
Maybe. Shit me. Listen, technically, Lauren, that is a bed with water.
Thank you.
No, sleep. With water.
Yes.
Not a water bed. A water bed.
Foiled again. can,
that is a bed with water.
That top one isn't a water bed either.
No, that's a bed on water.
Yeah.
See how it works? Keep going. Let's do more. Do you want more? That is Dunkin' Donuts. Cream.
Oh, cool.
What?
You can put the creamer on top of the coffee.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Is that not cool? Bob, am I alone here?
You should call cool, Dave and tell him right now.
But here's the thing. They also have a thing. They also have a thing called a bag that you can put the cream in too.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Can I pass that along for just that weird laugh?
No. That was Dave talking out of my vagina.
All right, that was good. You guys skip that.
Everybody felt that, right?
She got real, Bobby. She got real, bro.
She's going to get up and leave and put her pocketbook on?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Bobby. I'm leaving. Why? Because I'm going to fucking hit you with my vagina.
Because I'm a real ass chick now.
Blah, 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 blah.
She held him up.
Shit.
Did your girl on Instagram?
No, what happened?
Oh, does she have an Instagram?
Who?
Your girlfriend?
Oh,
what?
Why are you taking her down piece by piece?
What the fuck are you doing?
Where are you going? Lauren,
that's not. Listen.
You got to learn how to play.
Lauren, listen.
Nice. Play listen. Nice.
Lauren, listen. There's a. Oh, shit. The owner of everything is here.
Performing at Brad Garrett's July.
I was going to. Yeah, we're going to. Well, that's cool. Yeah. I want to talk to you about that, too.
All right.
Is it nice?
Yeah, beautiful.
Is it a nice room?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Awesome.
Great guy, beautiful room.
He is a good guy, right?
Sweetheart, man.
Have you done it before?
Yeah, last time I went to, my folks live out there, so last time.
Your folks live in Vegas?
Yeah.
Is that
I lived
new?
There for 12 years before I got here.
No shit. I thought you were from New York.
No, everybody does, but no.
Where are you from?
Originally born in Israel and then lived in the West Coast.
What?
Moshlomcha. Moshlomech. Moshlomcha.
Moshlomech. Moshlomcha. Tov mod. Moshlomcha. Yofi.
Who cares? Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
He got three words right, and then the rest.
I just want to let Hollywood know I know a few Jews.
but I lived in Vegas for 12 years, and last time we went to visit my folks, I tweeted them. I said, "Hey, I'm in town. If you guys want me to do a guest spot," and they hit me up, and they're like, "Come on down, do a guest spot." Right. He was there, and he asked me if I wanted to come back and work.
So. And now, is this the time you're coming back, or did you come back before?
No. This is the time I'm coming back.
So this is your first time?
Working that club for a week.
Good.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear how it works out. You know, Vegas, the one thing about Vegas that always was fucked up to me is that you had to work the whole week.
Yeah.
But they had like 16 shows.
Yeah.
And that was the way Vegas worked for so long. And then they started mixing that up a little bit, and I heard that this is just a show a night.
Yeah, just
one show a night, Monday to Sunday.
I think the headliner does 30 minutes tops.
Yeah.
I think it's like four or five dudes on a bill.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, doing 20, 25 minutes.
That's great.
It. It's great.
And you don't even stay in the MGM, you stay in the big towers.
Yeah, they
which are
set you up
fucking
room.
Really nice.
Beautiful. We dropped the kids off with my folks.
Oh, really?
And we got a little vacation going.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Lauren, are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Here's the difference.
She's
between,
got a thick skin.
Oh, I'm thick.
Between Gnome. How you doing? Are you all right? You seem a little out of it.
It's aggravating running a club.
What happened?
Well, like one of those dirty dishes back here.
Where?
What?
Where?
Oh, that those were
yeah.
My, yeah.
Yeah. That's we already talked. We already dealt with that.
Depot.
We did. Is that still up there?
Yeah, because we started the show. I'm going to take it down after.
Oh, shit. Yeah. No, it pisses you off, right?
This?
Yeah.
Well, because they're going to get bugs and all kinds of shit.
Right. I agree.
It's the deceptive death. It's like sweeping something under the rug.
Yeah, I agree.
It's okay. It's only my shit back there, too.
I agree.
All right.
I told you this show's real.
I'm gonna go make some iced tea. I'll be right back.
I'm actually gonna take off too.
He's behind the Chris.
Guys, I have to pee.
Oh my God.
Lauren, take over the show.
Yeah. What's his name? Chris what?
Chris Hansen.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Chris Hansen.
He's behind the Chris Hansen curtain. I love. Yeah, they should know also that
there's a
curtain in the house.
How great? Yeah, but how great is it?
Fucking curtain.
How great is it? He went in one side and came out the other side. And I was like, "Are you all right?" And he was like, "No, absolutely not." I was like, "Why?" Oh, because of these fucking dirty dishes that somebody deceivingly left up here. Oh my God. Woo!
And you're an excellent listener. You let him get it off his chest.
Well, I don't know
if
it's
received it.
I received it. I don't know if I received it. I think
somebody's got to receive.
Somebody
some shit.
Already received it.
Yeah,
and it wasn't me. But gotcha. I think it was received twice. I think it was. Are you?
Feels like it might be a third time too.
I know. Are you coming back out, Gnome? Oh, he's coming back out. Woo! That was hot.
Just getting some cookies.
Finishing right up the last load of laundry.
Oh, my God. Woo-wee. Woo-wee.
Wow.
That was great. That was just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If you were on that show, seriously, how many cookies do you think you'd get down before Hanson had time to come out?
First of all, if I was there to do what those guys are doing, which is pedophilia, and they had cookies, I think the pedophilia would over...
Just became your second favorite thing.
Would be... So you think... So you think that my...
Cookies!
You think my one addiction would outweigh the other addiction? Yeah. It depends on the cookies.
And I think Chris Hansen might even make a comment. He'd come out and go, wow, nobody's ever finished them all.
I'll tell you this.
You can go. You're free.
You're free.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah, that's all you have to do is finish them all. Nobody ever got a chance.
That was the secret Easter egg. In the whole
The good news, bad news here is they never arrest anybody in the house. You have to leave the house to get arrested. So Bobby will technically finish them all.
Oh, he's not leaving without those cookies.
When they tase him and tackle him in the front lawn,
he'll have a full
belly.
All
coming back up.
Yeah, but he'll have a full belly.
Yeah, I'll be in fucking prison that night like those other assholes who are hungry. I just ate a whole sleeve of Thin Mints. That'd be funny if the Girl Scout cookies too, which was kind of both my addictions in one.
Hang on, I'll be right out. There's the cookies I'm selling around the table.
Oh, and she told me not to touch them, and I ate them. I'm a double fucking piece of shit.
I think I even remember one of the guys after Chris Hansen sat down. He just kept biting on the cookies because he's probably thinking, you know, I might as well have some cookies. I'm going into Slammer.
I think that was more nerves. I think if there was a dog shit, he'd start nibbling on it. I think it was more nerves.
When that guy got naked though, in that one, he was holding like a six pack of beer, like in front of, and he starts like interrogating him, and he's doing the whole thing, and then he eventually just goes, "Yeah, you can go ahead and put your pants back on." He's like, "Oh, okay, yeah." But he's like,
"What's up?"
Did he ask that guy, "What do you have planned here?" He's like, "Oh no, babysitting."
Hang on a sec. What's up, buddy?
I'm going to play.
Yeah, talk on the mic.
Come here. I'm going to play a song on Tom Papa's radio. I don't know if it's a podcast or radio show anymore.
It's I don't know. I think it's both.
It's both?
Yeah. What is it?
Come to Papa. That's every time. Every Tom Papa project is called.
Is that tonight?
Are you on it?
No. What am I doing tonight? Oh, I'm doing Chip's podcast after this.
Chip Chipperson?
Chip Chipperson pod. The hit. Number one hit. It's a fucking hit. Have you been on it yet?
No, I don't want to be on that.
Why?
I'm not. It's like improv.
It's not improv.
It's not.
No, you don't improv. You just fucking. No, you don't.
It just reminds me of like those. What was the Martin Short show where he plays the character?
Jiminy Glick.
Yeah, it's Jiminy like Glick. You see the people interviewed on Jiminy Glick. It's, yeah, it seems.
You can't do that. You can't just be talk to Chip Chipperson.
I can do it.
You should do it. You'd be great on it.
I also haven't been invited.
Well, I'm going to get you an invite.
Okay.
The person that books it also leaves dirty glasses inside your area.
You got it, Bobby. We're all safe.
I can't believe. Anyways, so listen to me.
Yeah, I'm listening.
My friend, I thought that was tomorrow night.
Oh no! Don't tell me that.
I think it's tomorrow.
No, it's today. It's today.
Are you sure? Yeah.
Yes,
I'm sure.
All
right. Okay. Because I'm doing tomorrow at the village, the Pussycat. At the Fat Buck Pussycat, my show.
Yeah.
Which is sold out.
Is it?
Yeah, it's sold out.
Why'd you do it upstairs? Why didn't you do it in the bigger room?
I did it in the bigger room last time. Sold it out. I figured I'd go back and forth because I like that room up there. I like working it, and I'm going to use a different camera, and I'm going to tape it. Did you put cameras up there yet?
No.
Oh, okay. No, because I heard you told me you were.
Yeah, we're going to.
You told me you put, and you're getting the Wi-Fi up here, which is what again?
It's stealth Wi-Fi. It's 1 gigabyte up and 1 gigabyte down.
Adam's dick just popped through this fucking pants.
So did yours.
It's sick. It's you by like far it. The fastest internet you can get.
That's the company,
Stealth.
Stealth,
yeah. It's very expensive.
If I bring like trash bags and I promise to clean up unlike other people. Can I masturbate here?
Like you haven't already.
It's literally a fleshlight over his shoulder.
Look at all the dicks and fleshlight behind me.
I actually just in the mail yesterday received a black light flashlight.
You did?
Yeah, I can bring I can bring it here if you want. But that's an episode, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
You just do it on the comics clothes.
An imprint of fucking Norton's balls and dick right here with a bigger dick on the other side touching each other. Sorry. Docking joke? All right. Let's talk. There'd be a tranny. And then, all right.
I'm going to go. Unless you got something else for me. I got to go.
I got nothing else for you. It was good to
see
you.
How was your Father's Day? I thought we were supposed to...
By the way,
thank you very much.
Congratulations.
I thought we were supposed to see each other on Father's Day. And as usual, when we plan something with the Kellys, it's canceled. It's canceled by followed by some lame, unbelievable excuse.
Wow. What the fuck?
Now I know I got invited 13 minutes before the barbecue.
Oh, it's a pattern, you're saying?
I don't.
Pattern, yeah.
I don't,
oh, it is a pattern.
No.
Yeah.
No, I like Noam. I don't like Noam. There is a difference.
Oh, yeah, Giannis.
why didn't
he
you
He won't say yes.
No. It was invite Paul Verzi.
He says, okay, I'll see you tomorrow at the baby's bris. I says, okay, Robert, why didn't you come to the bris? Oh, I had a movie shoot. Oh, okay.
I can't help that.
they just scheduled a movie shoot.
No,
sometime in between, I tell myself good night.
Here's like, because you don't know about
the baby's breast.
You don't know about. You don't know about. You have no idea.
You have no idea about what?
About movies.
Oh, you're going to put me down.
I'm going to. You're putting me down. My headphone keeps coming out. Listen to me.
No, with all due respect, you're an idiot. Let me explain something to you. Exactly.
I'm going to tell you.
Let me tell you how show business works. All right, kid?
I'm going to tell you this. You get your call time the night before, sometimes at 12 o'clock. They changed my call time to day. It was supposed to be night. One day, I was supposed to be there at 11 a.m., they told me don't come until 5 because they whatever they filmed that day or how far they got back or how much ground they made up depends on what your call time is. That's why I didn't make that thing. Father's Day, I'll be honest with you, I did not know.
As opposed to the previous one?
I was honest with you on that, too.
So you don't, so it's redundant.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Because I was dying to go. Let me tell you something. I love Jewish events. I really do. The food is so fucking amazing. And
the food was really good.
Oh, God. I remember the first bris we went to for Manny, he invited all Goyim. We all showed up, Colin, me, Norton, and he had, I'm talking, a spread of bagels and lox. It was so good. We ate it all. Me, Colin. Colin's a fatty, too, and Norton was a fatso, too, at the time. We ate it all before the bris, and I guess you're supposed to wait. So
I guess
Modi's doing the bris, and Modi's bullshit, and he's and the Goyim ate all the lox and bagels, and I literally had a bagel in my mouth.
Of course,
I looked at Colin, who had one too. He goes, "We're not supposed to eat these," because everybody else was around the kid getting his pee pee cut. Yeah. I really wanted to go to that.
Well, that was that first bris. We invited all the comedian, the whole like comedy family. But this one, we thought we would just invite our most intimate friends. So really, the only comedian invited
was me.
Was Robert.
Wow. I was very, swear to God, asked Dawn. Asked the fucking
rude.
Wow. I love
Dawn is another one because Dawn said she would come, and then she wasn't available to come.
Wow.
I don't know. Listen, I don't know about that bitch. I don't know what that fucking lion sack of shit was doing. You know, we're not talking. So listen.
You want to borrow my flashlight?
No, I don't need to. I can. Now listen. But the Father's Day.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were. I would have loved to come over on Father's Day. I didn't even know we were supposed to come over on Father's Day.
I didn't know either, actually, to tell you the truth.
You son of a bitch. You're lying.
No, I heard that day that we were supposed to do something with you
guys. I would have loved, because I love going over your house. First of all, I love it because my kid plays with his kids, okay? And they get along now. They're all in a great stage. But he's also got a million toys everywhere, and they're kind of sectioned in good, it's like play areas, you know what I mean? And he's got this fucking sick, heated, built-in pool.
Ooh, nice.
I mean, the other day I ran home from set and went right to your house, jumped right in, and they left us. They went to the movies, and they were like, I'll just stay here. Locked up. I fucking love going to your house. I love it. Plus, I like hanging out with him. We get to talk. I don't have friends up there. We get to do man talk for a minute.
But
smoke
I didn't know
cigars. You smoke cigars? No?
Once in a while, he will. He'll.
It's embarrassing to see me smoke a cigar.
It's like a pedophile blowing a kid for the first time, like this. That was a good description. If you've ever seen that, like I had no I'm kidding.
A lot of pedophilia on this ep.
I know. Yeah. Pedophilia ep. There you go.
I don't understand how men smoke cigars. Like I get my eyes start watering, my mouth tastes bad. It's like I can't believe these people do this for pleasure. I can't do it.
Wow, he said the same thing about other things. Listen.
But he gets it.
But I do but I do it because my friend Robert, you know, wants me to do it. So I make sure I do
bends
it. I'm
for
a
you.
Friend. That's what a friend does.
I bench.
Listen, I bend for him too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd do anything for you. Anything.
Okay.
What do you need?
Wow. Except come over for Father's Day.
I wasn't invited. I wasn't invited.
No, he may be right about that.
I was not invited for Father's Day. Let me tell you, one thing you don't do on Father's Day is invite yourself over some other man's house. Because my day was hanging out with the family. We were talking about this, Noam. Father's Day is not Father's Day. Mother's Day is Mother's Day. She gets to be alone. You take the kids out. She does her own thing, goes to a spa, has breakfast in bed. Father's Day is family day. That's the day.
I didn't get shit on Father's Day.
I didn't get a kiss. What?
Yeah.
I didn't get a kiss. I got fucking scrambled eggs with hams because she doesn't have to make a fucking omelet.
You said cheese before.
Cheese, too. Okay. There was cheese and ham. I forgot about the ham. I'm supposed to have lean.
Why you gotta? Go ahead.
Thank you. And I got a card.
It's a show here.
I got a card. I got one card. I got a card.
You got a card? I got, actually, my kids made me great cards. Made me cry.
My kid gave me a great card, too. I have it in my shed that I built. That's what you need, a shed.
That's sweet. That's sweet.
Yeah.
No, guys?
Yeah, sweet. My wife did nothing for me on Father's
Day. Yeah, but it's like, my wife, I mean, it's just, it's not like you think that you would get the day to yourself or you'd get to go. And do, like me and you would get to hang out on Sunday. Go get a steak.
Massage.
Something. Go. Right? Do something together. But we're not. It's really, you get to spend time with your family. Right? All day long.
Yeah.
And the end of the day, I was exhausted. I'll be honest.
What about him? You're a father.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's the same exact. It's like Mother's Day is like, you get to clock out from being a mom today. And Father's Day is like, let's see you be a dad all day today. And it's like, that's what I do every fucking day.
Yeah.
I got two cards from my kids, and it was very sweet.
Yeah, I mean,
I love them. They're great, but
maybe have a little gift. Maybe have something.
Maybe a present from the wife used via your money, so it's from you.
Right. Like, eventually, I'll buy myself something for
Father's
Day.
But that's the thing. You know what my wife said a week ago? I bought myself something on on Amazon. She goes, Happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
I go, nah, 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 nah.
Oh, yeah.
Happy fucking me day. I just bought that. I didn't. What the fuck is that? I came home the other night with flowers out of the blue.
Huh? Were you guilty about something?
No.
My daughter on Father's Day, she says, can we go see your father's grave? She says, where's your father buried?
That's what Max said to me, too.
And I said, well, he's actually buried right across the street from our old house. She says, can we go visit him? I said, yeah. She goes, can we look inside and see him? I'm like, no, you can't do that. He's underground. She goes, well, can we dig it up? And I'm like, well, so she's five. She goes, I said, yeah, we can't not allowed to dig it up. But even if we did, when a body's underground for a long time, the flesh goes away and it becomes just a skeleton.
Yeah.
She goes, well, how do you know that? I said, well, I know because science knows this. She goes, well, but how do they know it's true? I said, well, I'm sure if they've seen. She said, I thought they used to say Pluto was a planet.
Wow, she's smart. Smart. She wants evidence. Yeah. She wants to see the body.
Yeah.
Habeas corpus. Yeah. I want to see it. Bring me the body.
Years from now. I was so proud of her.
Yeah.
A Jewish father.
Left hook right there.
She's not going to believe any bullshit.
Yeah.
And years from now, there's going to be a guy who loses every argument. Every single one.
Honey, I was at Tom's house. Yeah, bullshit. You were at Tom's house when I was 2 years old or whatever.
That's smart, right?
That's for Pluto?
Yeah, I thought they said Pluto was a planet. Yeah. I got to go.
All right, have fun.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on. Give it up, Noam.
Congrats again, buddy.
You coming around later?
I'm doing Chip's podcast, and I'll be over there.
Unless they got a reshoot,
then he won't be there. First of all, that really did happen. I would never blow. I really was looking forward to going to his bris. I do love Jewish events. I went to my first, Jim Serpico's boys'
Bar mitzvah.
Bar mitzvah.
There you
go. I went to my first bar mitzvah.
You loved Jewish events so much you can't remember what they're called.
Well, I blanked. My brain's going. I'm getting old.
Did they bring you up to light a candle?
Nah, I would have gotten nervous.
Yeah.
But no, he didn't, thank God. But it was a really, really cool bar mitzvah, too. I got the kid, I had a custom made Star David fidget spinner.
Ooh.
It's fucking insane.
Aaron this Berg guy didn't rip it off from you on the way there?
Wow. Oh, hey. hey, it's all right. You were fucking killing it for an hour and 40.
You know what I mean? Everybody, even a car runs out of gas at some point.
Get off your phone, Stamakia. What are you, fucking 19?
Sorry,
your phone. Oh, you know what? You're the worst.
I could sneak it in.
How? I'm looking at you. Am I a moron? No. I look at you fucking with your dumb thumb going.
Is that why you want me front and center? I want you to watch me.
Yeah, because you can't fucking stay off your phone, you fucking 19-year-old girl. You're right. You're like a hot chick drunk in the front row at a fucking improv.
True.
At least you called him hot.
I'll take that.
Yeah. How was that, huh? You had the fucking hi-hat from the owner.
Yeah, okay.
Poof. Hi-hat from the owner. Oh, no, okay.
No, I know.
You don't get the fucking...
Was that you that put them back there?
Yeah.
Yes, Mike. Thank you.
I didn't know
that. She fucking was storing glasses like we were in a shitty apartment in the East Village.
He looked out for you.
Who?
You.
Well, I did.
Yeah, you didn't throw under the bus.
Yeah, he knows.
He knows.
Oh. He fucking, they found him before me. I got the call.
Oh.
I got a fucking.
A good leader takes the hit.
Oh, man.
Like LeBron.
Captain goes down with the ship.
Yeah.
No, not a fucking good leader. It fucking teaches the other person how to be a leader and take the hit and fucking own your shit and then don't let do it again.
A good leader watches the other person eat a shit sandwich.
Yeah. That's what a good leader does. So
and it says, boy, that was awkward.
Nice shit sandwich. Here's the thing, though. I thought I stopped it at a certain point. Like, there was going up the ladder, and I stopped it at this point of the ladder before it got here and here and then here. There's three other heres.
No,
I stopped it. But someone said, fuck that, and it fucking went to here.
I've seen Noam in action, and I've seen him on that next rung of the ladder, not the following two, just that next one, and it is not pretty.
Yeah, he was pretty pissed off, but there you go. It was a great segue into us. I was like,
and
he talked
about it on air. Yeah.
I love when people are real. This show's real, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, we're real, dude. You know what, dude? We're the realest podcast in the world, dude. Those other ones fucking just push stuff behind curtains like glasses from other shows. Not this fucking show. Look how fucking sad she is.
She's oblivious. She's in love right now.
I know. She's thinking about fucking Sunday, Legion of Skanks. All right, listen, we got to wrap this up. Great show. Unbelievable fun time. I mean, I love when all you guys are on. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
What do you got, my friend? Real quick.
Yeah.
What the fuck was it? If you want to be a member on the show, I'll come in and visit the show. If you're a comic and we haven't had you on and you want to come on, you know, we think we should know about you too. Email Lauren.
Mm-hmm. At ykwdproducer@riotcast.com. Yeah. If you are a comic and you want to come on, you could always message me on my Facebook at Lauren Kubera. And if you want to become a premium member, all you have to do is download the Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude app, and it's only $1.99 a month.
Yes.
And you get the first 10 episodes for free.
Yeah, always. And we put stuff. Colin Quinn is going up tonight. My one-on-one with Colin Quinn for premium members only. It will be up late tonight. It will be up tomorrow. It's going to be up for premium members only. Last week, I put Nick DiPaolo up. We put the podcast with Ari Shaffir in Denmark. I'm going to have a bunch of stuff going up there from Just for Laughs Festival. And we're going to be, I really appreciate all you premium members who joined. We'll try.
You're welcome, Bobby.
You did?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Nice. Yeah.
That's fucking great. Thanks, man.
By the way, the Creeps with Kids that's up there now.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
It's great, right?
Phenomenal.
Right,
Kirsten's just a beast.
Oh, I love it.
She's fucking unbelievable.
Love it. So, yeah, we got a bunch of stuff, a bunch of videos up there. Creeps with Kids Live is up there. It's if you love the show, you'll love being a premium member. We have to do this. We're trying to find ways. Like I said, I've been doing this for 4 years for absolutely nothing. It will always be free. At least the latest episodes will be free. But we need your support as fans. We're coming up with another way to go for you fans to help us keep doing this and keep doing it at a higher level. We took this from my house to here, And it's through you fans, and we need that support. So I want to thank all you fans that have donated to PayPal over the years and now to the premium member and to the new ventures that we're going to, me and Adam are going to be talking, we're talking about a way that we can have fans really get this podcast to where we can be, because, you know, Lauren and other than leaving dishes and shit like that, she really works hard. And Adam works hard, and I work hard too. We all try to make the show the best. So thank you so much. And let's, with all that fucking shit that you probably fast forwarded over because you're a twat. Oh, ear itchy. Ah, feels better. Get off your phone, you fucking cocksucker.
I'm getting my plugs up.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. See, that was a good answer.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah, you're honest.
No, you weren't.
Could learn a thing or two.
What were you doing?
I was getting my plugs ready.
No, what were you doing, really?
Responding to a text.
You're a pussy. You are you're a honest. Fucking vagina, really.
Well, I could have lied.
He was honest, Bobby.
I was honest.
What the fuck? Is that what you'd say to the cops if you robbed the bank?
Absolutely.
Oh, honest, you're an ass. Honest.
There's a new album.
That's your next album. That's your third album.
This Friday, I will be in Boca Raton, Florida, at Boca Black Box.
Like all
Theater.
Jews.
Yes.
This Thursday, I will be at Boca Raton, Florida, working with my uncle.
I'm scouting it out.
I'll be in
the
Williamsburg, Brooklyn, for the next 2 weeks.
I'm working at the Black Box.
Saturday.
No shows on Saturday.
Walk. Don't drive.
We have 17 shows on Sunday.
Bring your own candle.
Shows by candlelight. Saturday, I'm in Orlando at Sack Comedy Lab, sackcomedylab.com.
What are these places? What is this box in a lab? What is this?
Don't worry about it, Bob.
No, I want.
Anyways,
I want to know, what is this? This sounds fucking interesting.
It's a venue you book shows at when you don't have an agent and you got to get out there and work.
Mean, buddy, fuck you. I think that's great.
No, it's a
because
great.
Because you're relying on your fans and yourself.
Yeah.
And you get to make the money.
Yeah. No, they're two awesome clubs.
I'm trying to fucking promote it.
I appreciate it. I'm
fucking insecure cocksucker.
Everybody's so sensitive around here.
I know. Look at what you started. Now everybody's defensive.
You did it.
Yeah. She can't even think because she's still hating
it,
us.
You did it, Giannis. I'm saying this from her vagina. You did it.
I can still hear you.
You're like Trump.
And then first week of July, I'm in Vegas, Brad Garrett's Comedy Club.
I
want to
hear about that place.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me how it is.
Come back with details for you.
Who else is on the show with you there?
You know what? I don't know. Okay. I don't know. And then in August, I'm doing a festival in Vancouver called the CannaFest. It's a cannabis festival where I'm not performing. I'm just meet and greet, and people can come and get high with me out in
Who
Vancouver.
Who pays for that?
You'd be surprised.
Well, fuck,
there's a lot of fucking
weed.
Idiots out
Can
there.
Can I go out there, too?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Gotta fly out in 2 seconds.
All right, let's go. Fly me the fuck out.
Let's do it.
I'll go with you.
All right.
I'll do a meet and greet. They'll be like, who are you?
And I love you, buddy, and thank you for having me, as always.
You got it, man.
Shalom
great
Shuli
guy,
on Twitter.
Shuli.
Awesome. What do you got
please.
There?
San Francisco. Go to my website. GiannisPappas.net.
Wow.
You're way fucking to bring
with
it,
me. Yeah.
You had fucking 18 minutes. You went on your phone to return a fucking text to a fucking bimbo, but you couldn't go on your phone to get your shit?
It was...
Oh.
It was important.
What?
What was it? And he doesn't want to say.
It was my girlfriend.
What'd she say?
She said,
what are we having for dinner tonight?
No, she said, who's that bitch on Bobby's podcast who just called me a bitch?
Right.
So...
Oh, I'd love to see a cat fight.
She says she's coming here now, and she wants to fight.
I would love to see it.
Meow.
The rage that would come out of this little fucking kitten.
Oh, I know.
I have to settle for less. Dave doesn't have a car.
D.C. in July, Arlington Draft House.
Yeah.
Go to my website. Follow me on Twitter, Giannis Peps.
Okay, great. What do you got?
Great. I'll also be at Skankfest on Sunday. 3:30 in the afternoon.
Cheer on after us.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I'll be there.
All right, cool.
Yeah, also, you can go to my website, MikeFeeneyComedy.com, or at I Am Mike Feeney on Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. I'll be July 7th. I'll be at Wisecrackers in Mohegan Sun. I heard that's a good time. Guess no response.
What
so.
Is it?
Okay, that's going to be rough.
Mohegan Sun has... Hey, stop. Mohegan Sun...
In the Poconos.
Oh, there's a Mohegan Sun in the Poconos. Oh,
apparently,
okay.
It's fucking gorgeous.
Okay, cool.
The room. But regardless, run a show on the offensive at New York Comedy Club. Would love to have Bobby Kelly do it sometime. I've asked you once off air and once on air. So I heard it's the thought that counts. So
where is it?
New York Comedy Club.
I would do it. I just worked there I did Chris Scopo's show.
Yeah, I heard it was a great show, right?
Well, if he's doing Scopo's show, then he's got to do your show.
Yeah, you know, you'd think. But then also, please check out my podcast, Irish Goodbye Podcast. Mike Cannon and I, it's a fun time.
Okay.
Shuli's on one of the episodes. It was really fun.
Yeah. Well,
Mike Cannon was just on a couple weeks ago. He's a
great guy.
Great guy. Great guy. Sings so good.
Yeah, I mean,
I have a lot of good people on this show.
These are good
guys. You do,
guys.
Bobby. Yeah.
I really do.
You're like
really?
A Lorne Michaels, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, except without the money or the success or the respect. Or cocksuckers talking to his girl. You're looking down at your phone. He's the only one. I got the twink. He's the only one who respects me.
I'm absolutely in
my own. My own producer told me to fuck off. He's fucking storing glasses like a chipmunk. He's like a meth head. I think her and Dave are living up here.
Are you practicing for your bartending license? What's going on with
this guy? Glasses. Doesn't answer the phone. I call him. He fucking calls me 3 days later. Yeah, what did you want? What the fuck is...
I saw you texting me 911. What's up?
So good for you for all your success in your podcast.
Appreciate it.
What do you got there, Adam?
You follow me Twitter at RecRoomAudio.
Awesome.
RecRoom, NY.com.
Great show. Oh, and you can listen to my podcast, Funny for Fido with Justin Silver and Tracy Carnot.
Funny for Fido? Isn't that his dog show?
Yeah, we talk about dogs.
Oh, that's great.
I love dogs.
Yeah,
love
not
dogs.
That much.
Yeah.
Not to make a podcast. What the fuck? As Barry Katz would say, where does it go in 5 years?
You know, it's funny. You knew about it. You forgot about it.
I didn't know about it.
You made fun of me already about that.
Yeah, well, it's ridiculous that you do a show about dogs. You're two you're the two hottest comics in New York, and you two fucking queens are going, I love Shih Tzus. Fuck off. Just do a show about pussy.
They say that calling us the two hottest fucking comics in New York.
I
am not that good looking. You've been bigging me up.
Well, here's the deal.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. I look.
If I said that to Justin, he would have been like, you're right.
Like, you're right. Yeah.
You're like, hey, thanks.
I'm almost good looking.
All right. Stop with the podcast about dogs, would you? All right. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's a dead end fucking
guys,
podcast.
Guys, we're doing a live podcast about schnauzers. Get your tickets.
Trying to get my show back on CBS, man. I think you can help me. It'll be me and you. You'll be my assistant.
See, Lauren, I got to take it too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what happens.
Really. What's up? Lauren, what do you got besides a fucking libertarian boyfriend?
Just at Lauren Kubera. And your dates are June 23rd. You're going to be at the Byham Theater.
That's this week. If you're listening live, that was this week. If you're not, then it's not. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you're going to Montreal on July 29th.
The lineup for Just for Last Nasty Show this year is, this is the lineup. And I don't even know how they're going to do it. I mean, it's, okay. Ari Shaffir is hosting. Godfrey, Yamanika, Big J, myself, Jimmy Carr.
Great lineup.
Yeah.
I don't even understand it.
It's 19 shows, right?
I don't get it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know who's going where. I hope Godfrey goes last. at least I go before him.
That'll be great.
I mean, the show is fucking nuts. Godfrey's a murderer.
He murdered.
Yamanika's a fucking assassin.
Yeah, but dude, I've been downstairs. Yeah. I watch Rock, Romano, Carr, all three of them go up, destroy, and you had to close out the show. Yeah. And you fucking annihilate.
Because he's a killer.
Yeah.
Bobby Kelly's a killer.
See, that's a good thing about this podcast. Yeah. People, we tear each other down, but we build it right back up.
Shut the fuck
up.
Oh, whoa.
Could you shut the fuck up?
Should we play Sarah McLachlan for that?
Yeah. No. Melissa Etheridge. Melissa Etheridge, goddammit.
You can't say that anymore.
Yeah.
Not even on this podcast.
Yikes. Yikes.
Especially when
especially with one here.
so this Just for Laughs is nuts. Ari Shaffir just texted me. Big J wants to go camping somewhere.
Oh, you got
to
do it.
You'll be gone for 3 months.
Record it, Bob.
That kid lives life, man, doesn't he? He went to China for 3 months.
I love him. I'm going. Yeah, if you had a fucking big dick and fucking money in the bank, I'd do the same thing.
Yeah.
Anyways, and then we go into Side Splitters. I'm doing Montreal this summer. I'm going to actually Belgium in a week and a half for 7 days.
Good for you, Bob.
And then I'm going to New Hampshire in August. But go to robertkellylive.com for all my website, all my dates, and make sure you go. If you go and come up to me and say hi, you listen to me on the podcast. Support all these people on the show. Go to their shows. When you see them, support them live. Most times it's $25 and a couple drinks. You're going to do that at a bar anyways. But go see these guys. I have only funny people on the show. I don't have unfunny people on the show. Rarely do I. Sometimes well,
not
I have
for two episodes anyway.
Sometimes, yeah, not two in a row.
Right.
If I do, that you please support these guys. You guys are the best fans in the world. You know what, dude? Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.